Blog Talk Radio.
Real gon' recognize, real gon' recognize, real gon' recognize, real, real. Phony gon' recognize, still, still, reckon I will.
Like we always do at this time, I go for mine, I get to shine. Now throw your hands.
Hey, I know, right? Just make sure we got some love or something. That's it.
I know. What's up, what's up, what's up, world? Everybody who's on the line, everybody who's online, I appreciate you. You know what I mean? Thanks for tuning in to the KRRP Radio Show. This is WMMG, home of the KRRP Radio Show, and I am pleased that you will tune in with me tonight. Everybody who's on the line to support me, you all are B-I-G in my book, and I really appreciate everybody coming through. It's been quite a day. It's been quite a week, actually. There's been a lot going on ever since the minute that we, either myself or Lisa or Taliban, somebody posted this stuff on the KRRP website or the WMMG website and on the Facebook pages, on the Twitter pages, and et cetera. It's been it's been quite a journey. That's all I can say. A lot of people don't like the topic that we're talking about right now. There's a few people that love the topic that we're talking about right now. I actually put my little 2 cents in on someone else's topic today. And, you know, I'm going to get into that later. I'm definitely going to read that later. But it's a lot going on with this topic right now, which I'm going to read off here in just a second. But I want to give a shout out, you know, to a few other stations that support us and they show us love and they let us use their facilities and this, that, and the third. Shout out to WBYJ. Got to give a special shout out to the Brad and Britt Morning Show, 101.1, you know, Greensboro, Triad Area, that's Curtis Media Group. Shout out to all those folks over there, man, because Brick come through and he showed me love here and there, and I really appreciate him taking his time out. This is one of the hottest stations in North Carolina, the hottest morning shows in North Carolina, so shout out to those folks over there and, you know, a few other shows that they have on the network. So got to give some special love to the people who support us. Shout out to all my people in Wide Awake, you know, all my Wilson fam, you know, Wilson NC, let's go. The Reverend Jerry Grimes, my man at the Frederick Douglass Foundation, the organization that I'm a part of. Shout out to you all, my man from North Carolina, Kevin Daniels, who's the president of the North Carolina chapter of the Frederick Douglass Foundation. So shout out to you, partner. Shout out to the chairman, Timothy Johnson. And another special shout out to my girl, Sunny Johnson, over there, activist. You name it, she does it. She's an actor, she's a director, she's an entertainer, but I think she's a hell of a motivational speaker. So shout out to her, and I really appreciate, you know, everything that she does for the community and everything she does for the youth. This show is a three-part series. I hope it ends up being a three-part series. That's what we have it scheduled for. This is part one of a three-part series on sexuality. Let me tell you a little bit about the journey, you know, before I get into the topic of today's show or the questions of today's show. The journey is going to, I hope, is going to educate us in some things that we're not comfortable with. I hope it's going to enlighten us to some things we're not comfortable with, or some things that, you know, other people such as ourselves are comfortable with. I hope that when we walk down this road and we go over this thing that we call sexuality, I hope by the time this is over, each of us have a different outlook on life in general, you know, life itself, not only on our lives and what we do, you know what I mean, not only the lives that we live and how we react and the sexuality of ourselves, but I hope it enlightens us about our neighbors or the people that we may look at funny, because let's face it, okay, you know, we keeping it real. This is KRP Radio Show. Y'all know what it is. We keep it 1,000 on this show. Forget 100. But it's human nature to look at someone when they're not status quo. It's human nature to look at someone awkward when they don't look like you do. But it's not human nature to think hateful thoughts towards those people because they aren't like you. That's something that is learned, I believe. That's something that's learned. I think it's something that we grab hold to. I think it's negative. And I think we can be educated out of that iniquity, if you will. You know, I think we can be educated out of that mindset, out of that trap, out of that. That's got to be a living hell. You know, when the show first started, we started talking about racism, and we still do very often, because let's be real about it. Racism still exists. You know, I hear a lot of people going on and on about, hey, it's dead, it's hardly this, it's hardly that, it's not this, it's not that. Listen, racism still exists in many in various forms, and we see it every day. You know, I think the new form of racism is what I would like to call money racist. But anyway, I won't get on that. But, you know, I hope we walk down this journey of sexuality, you know, parts 1, 2, and 3, if we have that many parts. Like I said, we're scheduled for 3. But I hope we walk down this journey and we learn something. I hope that we're slower to judge folks. I hope that someone will call on here and make us understand their life and how it is when, you know, with them living in their skin. You know, everybody's fascinated with reality TV, and everybody's watching these reality TV shows, and you got the Basketball Wives, and I hate to get this stuff publicity, but it is what it is. You got the Basketball Wives, and, you know, you had Ocho Cinco, and them guys with their own show, and the Flavor of Love, and you know what? I mean, everybody wants to know what life is like. I won't say everybody, but I think it's something intriguing about seeing what life is like out of somebody else's eyes. I mean, have you ever sat back and really thought about what life is like through another person's eyes? And thus the influx of reality TV. You know what I mean? And that's where we are today. Everything is reality TV. Everything that we got, you know, the most popular shows are somewhat reality TV or based on that concept of the. And I hope by doing this series that somebody could call in or someone could come on or maybe send us an email or text or whatever to let us know what life is like behind their eyes as a gay person in a straight world or in a straight society. I'm not here to condone it. I'm not here to bash it. I'm not here to criticize it. But I do want to understand it. And I'm going to do my part to make sure that we understand it because there's a lot of different things going on within this scope of sexuality. You have more promiscuous, well, I'll say promiscuous young children today. And it doesn't even, I used to think it was something that was taught. And on some level, I'm sure it is something that was taught, but also it comes from school. It comes from watching TV. It comes from friends. But it almost looks natural. You know, I've seen small kids that's very promiscuous, and as a small child, I find that very unusual. You know, and I'm saying to myself, wow, I can't believe that, you know, their parents not teaching them any better, but really and truly, it's not all the time their parents. It's a learned social thing. You know, it drives itself. So anyway, back to the topic of the show. Like I said, I see a lot of people logging on. I appreciate it. The radio waves is crazy. The callers are crazy. We got to get you callers to press 1 and get on there and really speak your piece, man, because I really want to hear everyone's opinion on this thing, and I really want to know what, you know, how people think about, you know, what they think about sexuality or the population today or the influx or is it an influx of gay individuals today? I don't know. The topic of the show is the questions that we're going to ask is, how do you know if you're gay? I can't speak for a gay person. I'm not gay. I'm what they call heterosexual. I say I'm just regular. But how do you know if you're gay? You know, that's one question that we're going to tackle because I've read different pieces of literature and I've seen a lot of people saying, you know, I didn't know I was gay, but I know I felt some kind of way. So I'm curious to know, and I think the world would like to know, you know, right now we have over 100,000 callers, I'm sorry, 100,000 listeners in various different ways. I would like to know, and I'm sure all my listeners would like to know, you know, how do you know if you're gay? The second question is, and this is a big one, because this is a big argument, especially among men. You know, if you're in the gym and we're kicking it, or you're in the barbershops. You know, I was in the barbershop, and, you know, the guys in the barbershop always listen. Shout out to McCray's, everybody from McCray's. Shout out to you all. A lot of people are in the barbershops, and they ask, you know, I asked the question. I said, you guys ready for the show this week? They're like, yeah. You know, we're kicking it, talking about this, that, and the other, playing the games and whatnot. And it was a couple of kids in there, but just young teenagers. So I started breaking down, you know, what we were going to talk about on the show. And the first thing I asked, I said, how do you know if you're gay? And, man, the barbershop went crazy. Oh, what you mean? Yo, P, I didn't know you were gay and this, that, and the third. I'm like, man, you know, stop tripping, man. But, you know, no disrespect to a gay person, but I'm not gay. But, I want to know because somewhere out there, there's someone going through something. And man, this is incredible because anytime you're trapped in your own mind with no way out and no one to talk to, it's gotta be a living hell or something close to it, or the closest you can get to it. But anyway, I'm in the barbershop and I'm going over the topics, and topic 2 came up, and I don't even think we got to question 3. I'm sorry, question 2 came up, and I don't even think we got to question 3 because we stayed on question 2 for so long. Question 2 is, is bisexual gay? Is a bisexual female gay? Is a bisexual male gay? And if they are, why do we need the term bisexual? I mean, really, really think about that for a second. Think about it. It's real deep for a second. I got to go to a commercial. I'm going to come back. I'll take the first caller, and I'll go over question number 3 and... You know what, we'll go from there, but there's a lot going on in this show, folks. I'm asking that you hold on, you know, bear with us and The main thing I want everybody to do is respect someone else's opinion. I don't mind a heated debate because, frankly, we're keeping it real. It's keeping it real with Pudgy, and this is what we do. So I don't mind a heated debate. I don't mind a heated discussion. I just don't want the name calling in the slurs unless you're using it into a reference to talk about what you're saying, but not as an attack. I feel like this is an intelligent show, and the ratings is showing that. And, you know, to hear the people talk, you know, we're doing what we're doing. So, hey, we're doing it to enlighten. If you're listening on the air, hit us up, 619-638-8559 on your dial. You can call in and listen, or you can log on to www.krrpradioshow.com. You can also catch us on Facebook. That's facebook.com/KRRP Radio Show. And you can hit us up on Twitter and leave your comments, and I'll do my best to read them off. I got a full staff in here with me tonight, so it should be pretty good, pretty easy to, you know, to get to your comments that you send in and your email. If you want to email us something, it's krrpradio@gmail.com. We're going to go to a commercial, and I'll come back with the first caller. You're listening to the KRRP Radio Show.
Do you have a garage full of old junk? At least you think it's old junk. How about a storage that you've been paying the bill on for so long and you've just been moving stuff into and you're ready to get rid of it when you look at it all the time? Well, if you do, make sure you contact Faulkner's Antiques before you throw it away. Again, that's Faulkner's Antiques out of Burlington, North Carolina. Faulkner's will pay you top dollar for estates, sterling, old furniture, pottery, signs, old toys, and etc. Faulkner's Antiques, they specialize in some of the most prolific antiques in this part of Eastern North Carolina or the USA. So make sure you contact Wayne Prophet at Faulkner's Antiques, 336-214-6427. Again, that's Wayne Prophet. That's the man you want to talk to at Faulkner's Antiques, 336-214-6427. And if you get a hold of Wayne, guess what? He'll come to you free of charge. And if you can't get to him at that number, make sure you dial this other number, 336-675-4897. And don't forget, Wayne Prophet at Faulkner's Antiques says, don't forget the reason for the season. Hey, if it's Wednesday night at 9:30 p.m. and you got nothing to do, I want you to make some time. Grab your slippers, get your robe on, get some comfortable clothes on, leave your rollers in your hair, and get cozy, real cozy, with a drink and your computer. If you've ever been to a coffee shop before, this is a coffee shop you've never seen before, right in the comfort of your own home. Late Night Mike, every Wednesday night at 9:30 p.m., starring your host, Katrina Watkins, poet extraordinaire, and the host Act Right, my man, holds it down for Purely Poetic Late Night Mike Poetry Show. Hey, if you wanted some good poetry in your life, make sure you log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/purely-poetic. Heat messing up in this winter. Is the snow just getting on your last daggone nerves? Are you cold and you gotta put on a snuggie in the house? That's not comfortable. No, it's not comfortable. Are you a grown man wearing your wife's footies? Are they pink? Are you scared to go check your mailbox with your wife's footies on and as cold as it is inside as it is outside? Well, I'll tell you what you do. If you're looking for a friend, contact Riley Heating and Cooling. If your ductwork needs a facelift, Riley Heating and Cooling will facelift your ductwork. Are you getting the most for your dollar? If you're not, Riley Heating and Cooling will make sure you get the most for your dollar. Ask about their 5-point inspection service. They have trained professionals that offers 25 years of experience. To contact Riley Heating and Cooling, call 336-263-5111. Again, that's 336-263-5111, and you'll find a friend at Riley Heating and Cooling.
You look like the Viz. We are back, WMMG, home of the KRRP radio show, and we are back on the air after this little small commercial break that we had to take at the quarter hour. Today is March 13th, 2011. I had one of my callers, one of my listeners, send me a text and said, not a text, an email, and said, man, will you please start calling the dates out because I end up listening to the same show sometimes over and over. So shout out to you. I don't know who it was, but I read it. It was one of those real quick ones, but one of those real quick emails and a nice email nonetheless. So today is March 13th, 2011, and I hope everybody set their clocks back 1 hour. I don't know how it felt to you guys, but I felt that 1 hour because I was up half the night as it was preparing for today and doing this, that, and the third. Just moved into a new house. Blessings on that. But I could use that 1 hour right now. This show is we're talking about sexuality. You know, we're asking the questions, how do you know if you're gay? We're also asking the question, is bisexual gay? And we're also asking the question, is gay a trend? It seems like there's been, you know, right now there's been a lot of teens who seem to come out of the closet versus years ago. And you know what? I hate that term. It seems to be a lot of teens that have come, that have spoken out about their sexuality, that has told the world, hey, I'm gay and here I am. Take me or leave me. You know, here I am. And in my mind, I think they may feel a lot better about that. Like I said, I'm not condoning it. You know, I'm not condoning it. I'm not trying to diss it. I'm not criticizing it. And I'm trying to judge it at all. I just want to understand it because, frankly, I don't think I understand the way that I should understand. It was once upon a time in my life where I hated it. Didn't want to hear it. Didn't want to see it. Yada, 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 yada. But the older you get and the more you understand about loving a human being, you realize that you're going to see that. You know, you're going to be faced with that. And, you know, what can you do? You know, what can you do about it? I'm going to go to the first call out to 212. I think I know who this is. Let's see. KTT, you are on the line.
What's up, Pudgy?
Yeah, I know your number by heart now, but you got it.
That's good. Congrats on your new house. I'm in the process of about doing the same thing.
All right. Congratulations.
Thanks. I don't think that anybody is born gay. That's just my opinion. That's how I feel. I'm on the telephone, so please wait a minute. Wait a minute. No, wait a minute. I'm on the phone. Stop being rude. Bicurious is bisexual to me. That's the way I look at it. I think that you were curious about one or the other, so that's what you are, or that's what you chose to be. I don't knock you out because I got two coworkers that are that way. I mean, and we talk openly about it, like it's not a big deal.
Right.
And not putting their business out, but I know somebody else who is that way that say they're gay because they were raped by somebody in the church. And,
wow.
You know, it goes that way. But I don't knock anybody for being that way. Like I said, I got a gay cousin. I got some gay friends. It is what it is. I don't judge you. Long as you just don't know, you don't come at me that way. I'm fine. Because I'll be strictly manly for the rest of my life. That's why I'm married. Not that means anything either, but, I mean, because you got married people that's like these brothers on the low or these chicks doing chicks or whatever. It's all, that's their business. But I don't know. I'm like you. I'm trying to figure out what caused you to be that way. Did something happen in your life? You know, what made you be that way? Are you a product of your environment? Is it something that you've seen?
Mm-hmm.
Were you around a whole lot of women growing up? You know.
Well, not to cut you off, but that's what we hear. Yeah, that's what we hear so much. I mean, you hear a lot about that kid. That kid was around a lot of women, or, you know, maybe someone was raped. Listen, I can't get into all of that because I don't know.
Right. Well, I don't know either.
I mean, you know, I mean,
I don't know
just,
either. But
right.
I mean, like, I know. I have a friend that was raised by a single mom, mm-hmm. had seven sisters. So
wow.
he didn't have a male figure in his life. I mean, his mom had a boyfriend, but it wasn't anything, you know, that was drama right there in itself.
Sure.
So, I mean, he's a man, but he just has feminine ways. I mean, when it comes to, if you walked in his house, which that's not a bad thing either, but his house looked like a woman decorated it instead of having that masculine look to it. It looks, you know, like a woman's house, a single woman's house, I put it that way.
You trying to say men don't have no decorating skills?
No, I'm not saying that.
You stereotyped us right now. You know what? See? Y'all do us, man.
No, but I mean, no, it's nothing like that. But I mean, I'm just saying, like, most men, a single man that you go to their house, you see some masculinity in there. And most men, I put it that way, most men. You got some men that can just decorate like a woman, and it is what it is.
Right.
It doesn't make them that way, but if I ask you to sit down one more time, it's going to be problems.
Uh-oh.
Excuse me.
Mommy mode kicked in real quick.
But I don't know, P. I'm trying to listen to the show to hear, you know, I'm ready. I done got off a motorcycle to make sure I tune in at 8 o'clock to hear what the topic was, because I didn't even listen or look on Facebook or anything like that trying to see what was going on.
Right.
I want to know, just like you. I mean, I have, like I said, me and my cousin, I mean, I can ask him stuff, but, you know, that's him. I mean, he's still my cousin regardless. I don't care how he is. I mean, push come to show, we going to put it down for him if anything ever happened anyway, but I don't know.
Do you think, let me ask you this. I'm going to ask a couple questions outside of the topic questions, but do you think that it's wrong to be gay?
In the eyes of God, yes.
In the eyes of God, you think it's wrong to be gay?
Right, because, and this is my opinion, I don't knock anybody, but this is how I feel. You weren't born that way.
Mm-hmm.
You were born only, okay, and I'm gonna take like this. For me, coming from a medical standpoint also, if you were hermaphrodite, and if you don't know what that means, that's born with both genitalias.
Sure.
The only way I can see you being confused is if you change, it's a you're a hermaphrodite, but your mom either raises you, or your parents raise you as a boy, or they raise you as a girl, and you have those confused feelings. To me, when you're on that level, counseling needs to be involved somewhere, so you can understand. I mean, can you fight that urge? I don't know, because I've heard people say that too.
Fight the urge to desire someone of the same sex. Is that what you mean?
Right. I mean, I'm saying, like, as when I say fight urge, as far as a hermaphrodite, in that sense of speaking, you know, because you may have too much estrogen, you may have too much testosterone. You know, I mean, that right there, that's on a whole different level. That's the only way I can kind of see confusion there. But no, I mean, man and woman, not man and woman and woman. That's the way God intended for it to be, Adam and Eve, not Adam and Sam, Adam and Stan, Laura and Eve. You know, it's not supposed to be that way. But I don't knock anybody for their sexuality, because at the end of the day, they have to ask for forgiveness and judge. And, you know, God is judging them, not Keisha.
There's a, you know what, 619-638-8559 is the number if you're listening online. Okay, Keisha, let me ask you this. I'm going to back up. Let me argue the other side, because I'm not arguing the other side, but let me just bring up a couple pointers and some things that I've read. And some things that I've heard from talking to various people about this. From what I understand, okay, first of all, let's go here. For a person who doesn't believe in God, how would you come at them, or how could you maybe change their mind or solidify the fact that it's wrong in God's eyes?
How would I do that?
Yeah, for a person who don't believe in God, like, how would you, how could you go about that to them when they're so sure that their walk of life is right?
I mean, me personally, I keep it real. I try to keep it 100 at all times. One, I would talk to them and just ask them, you know, like, has anything happened in your life that, has anyone told you that, you know, I would ask them, like, what made you feel this way? Who told you, who taught you that this was okay? Second of all, we're going to sit down and pull out a Bible, even if I got to get on Google or something and pull you out some scriptures, some quotes from this person or that person to understand. I would just want to understand their mentality or, like, where did it come from? Who taught you this? Who told you this? Because to me, for some people, it's taught, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Other people, it's, you know, they feel they were born that way.
I'll be frank with you. Like, I've seen a lot of children that act a certain way, you know, a lot of male children that act a certain way that's feminine, that's really feminine.
Right.
And it makes you wonder, and I'm not saying right now, I'm not going to say either way. At the end of the show, I got a few things that I'm going to say, but would you consider them, could you look at a child and say, you know what, that little boy right there is going to be gay one day because look how he moves, look how he walks, look how he acts. Is that something that's learned so early on?
I think it is. I mean, because, and you see it. I mean, at my job, I see 17, 18-year-olds getting turned out by the same sex. I mean, and the sad thing about that is because when it's time for me to go do their blood work, they end up HIV positive. Or they end up with syphilis or herpes or HPV. You know, mm-hmm. It's. I think, one, if you're going to live that lifestyle, be educated. Be educated and know the pros and cons of what's going to happen.
Right. Okay.
Because I think a lot of kids get out here and they experiment and they do things, but then they're either in denial about the side effect. I mean, the effects that could happen from living that lifestyle, or they just don't care. I mean, and I'm sorry. I don't understand it. I don't think I ever will because I don't live that lifestyle. I don't know what it's like for people to turn their nose. Well, I know it's stop, Andre. I know what it's like for people to turn their nose up at me because they think I'm snooty or they think this or that about me, which I could really care less. But I don't know what it's like to walk in their shoes and have people want to beat them up, to have people look at them a certain way and call them a fag or a this or that. I don't know.
It seems like it's so, you know, in today's society, it seems like it's more accepted than it was once before. And by
right.
no means am I saying that it's, you know, getting beat up or getting hurt doesn't exist anymore. But I would definitely say probably, I don't know the stats, but I'll go out on the limb and say 80 to 90% of the time that it's not happening that way anymore. But it is something because if you look at the stats, I mean, the inclusive teenage suicide, teenage gays, committing suicide is astonishing.
Right.
You know,
and it's really astonishing. I got a couple of emails. I don't know if it's true or not. I didn't even really look into it. I just kind of glanced at it or whatever. Girl kills herself because father exposed her lifestyle. You know, best
mm-hmm.
friend takes another person in the act and he killed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, I think, if you're going to do it or you're going to live that lifestyle, you have to be able to take the criticism, you have to be able to accept. I mean, and it's wrong. No, people shouldn't treat you that way because you're supposed to treat everybody the way you want to be treated. But, I mean, if you're going to live that lifestyle or you're going to act that way, you have to take the good and the bad with it. And you're going to get a lot more bad than you are good. I mean, you're going to get good within the gay community. They're
right.
It's accepting. But outside of that, I mean, you got people that'll stick their middle fingers up at you. You might get somebody to call you all kind of names. You might get somebody to hit you. I mean, and if you're going to do that, you know, you're going to have to accept everything that comes with being gay openly.
As you would any other thing.
Right.
That you
I mean, because, you know, even, like you said, I'm heterosexual just like you, and I go through hell every day. It may be with me talking because I have more male friends than I do female friends, but I'm the type of person, I'm respectful. If I see you with your wife, your girlfriend, hello, how are y'all? Or how are
mm-hmm.
both of you? And if you stop and we have a conversation, I'm letting you know, look, don't stand off, be standoffish because I don't want your man. You know, it's nothing like that. I mean, we're just holding a conversation or blase, blase. And
right.
I try to hold a conversation with you too, but everybody can't do that.
That's, man, you know
so
what?
You have
That's
to accept what,
right
what
there.
Happens with you.
That's
I mean, if
story.
If you can't, yeah, that is. But if you can't accept the looks, the stares, or whatever, and then you got your ones who say, "Okay, I'm coming out of the closet." Are you serious? I mean, I don't knock. Forgive me for that comment, but I don't knock you for feeling the way you feel, but don't try to push your lifestyle on me. Not saying that you're trying to make me gay or anything like that, but you can't push what you do to think that I'm going to accept or do the same things that you do or I'm going to do it. No. You do what you do and let me do what I do. Simple as that.
Wow. Okay, I'm not going to hold you long. I got a couple more callers I need to get to, but let me ask you about this on the bisexual topic. How do you feel? Is bisexual gay, and do we really need the term bisexual? Because in my mind, a gay person is someone who what in your mind, Keisha? I'm not even going to say what I think, but a gay person is someone who what in your mind, and how does that differ from bisexual?
I don't think that it differs that much, because you're still doing the same things that a gay person would do. You're still, even though you're sleeping with both sexes or y'all are doing whatever you do that floats your boat, that's on you. I mean, you're still doing the same thing. So I don't know, because it doesn't make any difference. Excuse me. It doesn't make it any different than what you're doing. You're still having relations of some form with the same type of sex. So why wouldn't you be called gay?
You know what? I agree with you.
You turn around and you may be with your husband, your wife, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, whatever. You're still doing the same thing. And like I said, a lot of people that I've talked to with the type of work that I do, a lot of them were bi-curious. They just wanted to see what happened, and in some form or fashion, they like what opposite or the same person did to them.
So once you go there, I mean, you know, once you embrace on that journey of being gay that one time, does that make a person gay?
I don't know. I think if a person was curious and they experienced that part of life and they decided, you know, that wasn't for them, then, hey, it is what it is. But if you experienced it and you liked it and you kept doing it, then, to me, you're gay. But that's my opinion. That's how I see it. I mean, everybody may not feel that way or think that same way or may have another opinion, but that's how I feel. Because if you're doing it and you're liking it, it's something that you're enjoying doing. And then if you decide to bring it out in the open, you really don't care.
Wow.
I mean, if you do that and you do it and it stays behind closed doors, that's on you. The only person that knows it is you and that person. But when you expose the rest of us to it, then you face the consequences just like an everyday gay person would.
Well, in my mind, if you go back and forth, you know, if you're a man and you're with another man, and then you go and you decide, okay, well, she's cute, I want to be with her. And then you look at this guy, and you're attracted to this guy, and you want to be with him, and you're sleeping around like that. To me, I mean, of course there's a term, and the term is bisexual for it, but to me, you're gay because it's natural for a man and a woman to
right.
interact, to have intercourse. But, you know, by you want to be with another man, that makes you gay. Now, bisexual
right.
meaning you want both, I mean, you can call it what you want to call it, but I'm just speaking
right.
on my terms. I need somebody bisexual
like
to call
but,
in.
But the thing that how society is today, it's okay for women to be that way, but it's not okay for men to be that way. It's not okay for either one of them to be that way. Let me make that clear. For me, it's not okay for it to be that way, but you don't hear it bad when it's two women versus two men. Men catch hell. Women, you may hear this or that, but that's all you hear. Men, oh, that's nasty, da-da-da-da, this, da-da-da-that. It's just as nasty as a woman. I mean, but that's how I feel. That's my opinion, but I'm not going to go mistreat the gay persons out there. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to mistreat you because that's you.
Yeah.
I don't knock you for your lifestyle. That's your lifestyle that you're choosing to live, not me.
Right.
But either way that you look at it, I mean, it's a catch-22. Something in life is always a catch-22, but that's a catch-22 because you're going to have something that's for you, you're going to have something that's against it. You're going to have something that's neutral.
That's a fact. You know, I got one person right here on the line that says, and we'll try to keep tally. We got one person that says it's wrong, and that's KTT from Wide Awake speaking up. You know, she had a whole lot of burn time on this. Last question on you, Kate, and I'll let you go, man. I just want to ask you one more question, Keisha. Is gay a trend today, or do you think that there's been a lot of gay people, but more people are being more outspoken about it now?
I think it's both. I mean, I think it's a trend for the young people who really haven't been taught the correct way. I mean, you know, to understand their sexuality, their true meaning of sex altogether. I mean, because you best believe I'm drilling it in my boy's head. The true meaning of sexuality, the true meaning of the way God wanted it to be, I think the young kids today don't really understand it, so they think it's cool. I mean, I'm not even going to go there, but a lot of them think it's okay. Is it coming out more and more every day? Yes, it is. And I say by the time that our kids get older, it's going to be 10 times worse.
I don't know if it's going to be worse. I don't know if it's going to be better. I don't know what's going to make what.
I think it's going to be worse because it's going to be, we're already living in a total different generation than the way we were when we were younger, because you really didn't see this back in our day or before. I mean, you may have seen it, but it was nothing like it is now, where you walk around and you see the boy's hair looking just as pretty as the girl's hair is. Or you see a male, gay male makeup flawless than a woman's makeup, you know?
Yeah, I think that's a bit much right there.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, but I see it, P. I'm sorry.
I agree. I see it as well. I think that
right.
The makeup touch and the nails and, listen, man, I got my own opinions, too. I just think a little
right,
bit of that
but you,
is too much
you
for
think
a
about
heterosexual
it,
man.
And Wide Awake, who was the main person back in the day that you heard about? Stymie. You know what I'm saying? Boom. That's the main person you heard about back in the day, or you saw back in the day. Now, it's everywhere. And my kids are like, Mommy, why is that man dressed up like a girl? Or, Mommy, why does that man look like, you know, then I have to sit down and explain to them all over again. So, to me, it's going to be worse for the next generation growing up. Our younger kids is going to be more open, in my opinion. I think, like, I got a 6- and 7-year-old. They're going to see it even more by the time they get to middle school. And it's probably going to be elementary school before you know it. You know, I mean, I'm not trying to bash or say that's a bad, you know, make it a bad thing. It's reality.
It is reality. And it's, you know what, it's already in the elementary schools. Keisha, we got to roll on. You got any shout outs?
Okay. Of course, I'm going to give you the biggest shout out, because, you know, everything you do is B-I-G in my book.
B-I-G, baby. That's how we do it. Yo, one love, Keisha. Thanks for calling.
All right.
All right, be blessed. So we got one person that called in and says she thinks it's wrong, clearly. She doesn't agree with it. She's not saying that, you know, we should kill gay people. She's just saying she thinks it's wrong according to what she believes in her religion. So I'll say that it's religion-based. Her wrong is religion-based, and, you know, you got to respect that. 619-638-8559. If you are on the line and you got something to say, hit that 1. I don't care. You can just give somebody a shout-out or whatever. I mean, the lines are loaded. It's over 100 people on the line, folks. All you got to do is hit that 1. I'm sorry to some folks I didn't get to earlier. I apologize. Shout out to my affiliates out there in Washington State, WKRZ. Shout out to you guys. Shout out to 97.5. Also, shout out to my affiliates out there in St. Louis, the Heat. Shout out to you guys. I appreciate everybody rocking with us. You're listening to KRRP Radio Show. We're going to go to a commercial in just a second. And when I come back, I'm going to read off an email that I got from a friend. I'm going to call him a friend of mine. It's a listener, but I'll say a dear friend of mine, my man Kevin. Kevin sent me a reply. Kev, if you're on the line, give me a call. You know, send me a text or something. Send this show, an email to the show. We'll try to get you on if you want to talk about this. But Kevin had his best friend committed suicide, who was gay. Kevin is a devout believer of God and Jesus Christ. I mean, he's a Christian man. He's a straight up guy. Hey man, I don't, you know, he practices the same religion as our last caller. So, of course, in his eyes, to some degree, I'm sure he feels like, you know, there's some wrong to it. But Kevin has a different take on things anyway. So, Kevin, if you get a chance, give us a call. Otherwise, by the time we come back from this commercial break in the next 2 minutes, I'm going to read off that letter, and we'll take some more calls here in a second. You know what you're listening to, baby. Everybody, you are B.I.G. in my book.
Listening to WMMG, home of the KIRP radio show, baby. We are now 100,000 listeners strong, and it's all because of you. If you want more information about KIRP radio show, hit us up online. You can visit the website at www.kirpradioshow.com. Again, that's www.kirpradioshow.com. If you're logging online and you're on some social site, make sure you hit us up and like our page on Facebook. That's facebook.com/KIRP Radio Show. Add yourself to the page. You can leave a comment. You can talk about the topics, and we'll try our best to get them all and read them off on the show. And if you're also on Twitter, send us a tweet @KIRP Radio Show, and you can hit up the host, and that's me, that's Pudgy, @NC Pudgy. Like I said, we are now over 100,000 listeners strong, and it's all because of you, baby. We started out November 28th, 2010, and now we're taking it through 2011 and beyond. We are the KIRP Radio Show, and if you don't know what that stands for, that's keeping it real with Pudgy, baby. If you want more information about emailing, or you want information about advertising, or you want to know where we're going to be here and there, hit us up, KIRPradio@gmail.com or WMMG500@gmail.com, and someone will get back to you as soon as possible. Like I said, it's all because of you, baby. 100,000 listeners strong, and we're going on from here. I appreciate you, and one love.
If you need to do some recording and you're from the DMC area, I want you to look up this company because they have everything that you need for your recording project, no matter what it may be. Any kind of vocal recording you need to do, any kind of spoken word, maybe you want to record a CD, maybe you want to do some commercials or some voiceovers, or maybe you just want to send a loved one, I don't know, a nice little voice note. Look up this company, www, on the web, it's www.SatnamRecords.com. That's SATNAM Records.com. Satnam Records is an immaculate, a beautiful place. Let me tell you, when you walk in the studio, you'll feel the comfort of your own home. I promise you. Anytime you go into this place, you're just gonna want to get on the couch and lay on the couch or lounge around. But don't forget, they're charging by the hour, so don't get in there and lounge around and lay around too long, because I think they're gonna be looking for some extra money. But anyway, check this company out, Satnam Records, www.satnamrecords.com. If you need to call them, they offer free consultations. And I'll tell you what, I'll throw you a bone. If you let them know that you heard it on KIRP Radio Show, they'll give you a free hour of recording time. That's right, one free hour of recording time. And they also run in a promo package for everybody that heard it on this show, $35 an hour. This is to record in a professional, real deal recording studio and label, I might add. So check it out. If you're in the DMC area, look them up. Satnam Records, 45975 Noakes Boulevard, Suite 100. They're in Sterling, Virginia. Phone number is 571-323-8191. Again, that's 571-323-8191. Heat messing up in this winter. Is the snow just getting on your last daggone nerves? Are you cold and you gotta put on a snuggie in the house? That's not comfortable. No, it's not comfortable. Are you a grown man wearing your wife's footies? Are they pink? Are you scared to go check your mailbox with your wife's footies on and as cold as it is inside as it is outside? Well, I'll tell you what you do. If you're looking for a friend,
contact Riley Heating and Cooling. If your ductwork needs a facelift, Riley Heating and Cooling will facelift your ductwork. Are you getting the most for your dollar? If you're not, Riley Heating and Cooling will make sure you get the most for your dollar. Ask about their five-point inspection service. They have trained professionals that offers 25 years of experience. To contact Riley Heating and Cooling, call 336-263-5111. Again, that's 336-263-5111, and you'll find a friend at Riley Heating and Cooling.
We're in warfare, and Jesus Christ is looking for warriors that are willing to fight.
We need to leverage our political power and our political interest in both parties. We have the opportunity to talk about how our values work, because when they're put in place, when we govern according to those values, they work.
If anybody is going to take on Mr. Barack Obama, it's going to be black conservatives.
When you push in abortion upon a population, you ask yourself, who's pushing it?
Democrats cannot win without the black vote.
The Jesse Jackson era is over.
Conservatism is neither white nor black. It's what's right. It's what's good.
Our community is everyone.
This is a Kingdom of God movement.
When I was in inner city, pastoring, what I saw was the Democratic Party making inner city at that time a social wasteland.
Maybe it's you who needs to decide that you want something different and stop waiting for a politician to hand that to you.
We are serious about the mission that we have for the Frederick Douglass Foundation, and we stand on three basic pillars, and we don't apologize for it, but we are devoted Christians, first and foremost. We are proud black Americans and active Republicans. There are two issues that are facing our nation today that we don't allow anybody, if they want to get our support. You are pro-life, and you believe marriage is composed of one man and one woman at one time. We may not be the organization for you, and that's okay. We're not changing who we are.
I don't understand that. They won't mention that the vice chair. When I tell a lot of people this, even Republicans, they say, wow, we didn't know that. They didn't know that the vice chair of the North Carolina Republican Party is a black man named Dr. Timothy Johnson. Timothy Johnson is also the national chairman and founder of the Frederick Douglass Foundation. They don't mention that the KKK was a terrorist arm of the Democratic Party. They just talk about what they did to blacks, but they fail to mention, they forget that one little detail. And another thing they won't tell you is that from 1929 to 1974, North Carolina had a eugenics board, and they passed the Sterilization Act, which they forcibly sterilized 7,600 people. Some of them as young as 8 years old. They don't mention that. Democrats were doing that.
Welcome back to the KRP Radio Show. See, we got a lot more listeners on the line, a lot of people calling in. The number is 619-638-8559. If you want to make a comment, press 1. If not, just hang on the line, and you are not obligated to talk. We just had a couple calls. We had one caller here that spoke, and she thought that, you know, being gay was wrong. She had a few things to say, and you know, one of the things that stood out in my mind was that you're not born gay. The questions that we're asking on this week's show is, how do you know if you're gay? You know, how do you know if you're gay? To my gay callers or my gay listeners out there, hit us up. If you can't call in on the number, again, it's 619-638-8559. Hit us up online. Hit us up on the Twitter. I'll do my best to get to your message. It's at KRP Radio Show or at NC Pudgy. Matter of fact, add us to the page and you make a comment, and we'll try to get it in on the next show if we don't get it in on this show. Also, you can hit us up on the Facebook. That's facebook.com/KRP Radio Show. Folks, we can only do the best that we can do to ask the questions. It's up to you all who believe whatever you believe to make the statements and enlighten us. And, you know, like I said at the beginning of the show, I hope that this is an enlightening experience. an enlightening experience. I don't want folks to come on here, you know, with the mindset of I'm right, I'm going to be right, and I'm always right. Listen, I don't disagree with anybody, and I may agree with some of the things that you say, but on this thing here, I don't disagree with anybody. I do have my religion, and my religion speaks against that, you know, and that is what it is. Like, I'm going to keep it real. That's me. That doesn't change the fact that I love people in general. You know what I mean? That doesn't excuse the fact that I want to understand how people think and understand how people work. This is not a brainwashing experiment. This is to enlighten and educate the listeners of my show or people who need to be enlightened and educated. We can't keep looking at this thing as you know, something that doesn't exist, because we truthfully we know that it does exist. You know, a couple of things that I wanted to share with you all were some stats. If you look at the teenage population between the ages of 13 to 19, more than 5,000 commit suicide each year. That's 5,000 teenagers, folks. 5,000 teenagers. One of which who could be one of ours. I have a preteen. I don't know if you guys have teenagers or not, or children at all. You know, one guy in the barbershop said, you know, at the beginning of the show, I was telling the listeners that I was talking about the topics at the barbershop. Shout out to McCrae's, Burlington, North Carolina. Dopest cuts in the city, man. Shout out to McCrae's. But like I was telling one of the callers, I'm sorry, one of the people in the barbershop, you know, the customers or what may have you, just one of the guys, I was saying, you know, I was going over the topic of the show. You know, question one was, how do you know if you're gay? Question two is bisexual gay? And question number three is gay a trend today? And I don't know. I can tell you that it seems to be a trend because, you know, like one listener said, and I think that was Kevin Watkins, whom I'm about to, you know, read off his letter here in just a second. But Kevin Watkins said that it is a trend. Just look at the entertainment today. And this is the same man that lost his best friend to suicide. I don't know about you all, and right now, as far as I can see, and I'm doing my best to prevent it. Don't get me wrong. No disrespect to you if you're gay, but I'm doing my best to prevent that any one of my kids are become homosexual. But what do you do if it's your child? And I know a lot of people say, you know, we pray, and you know, you're gonna pray, and you're gonna lay hands on the situation, you're gonna take it to the altar. I understand that, but what are you gonna do while God's doing His work? You can pray all you want, but you got to understand this thing, and you can't look at this thing as if it's the worst thing in the world that can happen. The worst thing in the world that can happen is my child to kill herself or herself. That's the worst thing in the world that can happen. There's so much out here for our teens and our young kids and for young adults and ourselves for us to even have to worry about that we got to go through. But there's also one thing that we turn a blind eye to, and we know as a parent and as a man alone, I know that there are things that we go through or we have been through in life that are unspoken about, and they get worse over time. Things get better when we tackle those situations, when we learn those situations, when we understand those situations, and when we educate ourselves about those situations. And then we know how to handle it. Right now, we don't know how to handle anything because we turn a blind eye to this. And the reason we turn a blind eye to it is because it's shunned upon. I understand it being shunned upon. Do I like it? No, I don't like it. I don't like the fact that I have to walk out with my boys if we go to a mall, and I know it's a free country that we live in America, as great as it is. I understand all of that. But I don't like the fact that I have to explain that to my young boys who I feel like aren't ready for that yet. You know? I don't personally feel like my young kids are ready to be educated on what's gay or what's homosexual. I don't feel like my minor 8-year-old, my 6 and my 5-year-old, I don't feel like I should have to explain that yet. But you know what I do when I have to explain it. understand this is an educational thing. This is not something that we can continue to neglect. It's not something that we can continue to just say to hell with it, let it be what it is. We have to sit down with people whom are gay or whom are homosexual or whatever you want to call it, no disrespect to them. We have to sit down with them and understand this thing because science ain't going to give it to you right. Science is going to tell you one person get more Y chromosomes than the next or more X chromosomes than the next, and this is what they are. I can't go for that. I need to sit down with somebody who understands this thing. That's the reason we had this show. If you're listening on the phone, the website is www.kirpradioshow.com. You can go on the website, scroll around, check out a few things. Before I get into another caller or move on to this letter that I want to read to you all and this email, I'm sorry, I want you guys to check the website out. And I have something on there called Love for Life. Love for Life is a passion of mine. I'm sure if anybody who's on my Facebook page, you know, they see me talking about abortion a lot. I went in about it today. I will continue to go in about it because it's murder to me. No disrespect to anybody who has done it. I understand where you're coming from. I've been on the verge of it as a young adult myself with my oldest child. Did I agree with it at the time? No, I did not. But sometimes a man has no influence on making that final decision. All we can do is say and show that we'll be there or not, and then it's up to the woman to make that decision at the end of the day. This decision is not for government or anybody else, but I'm not going to get into a rant on that. I do plenty of shows on that. I just want you guys to know that that's a passion of mine. Abortion is a passion of mine, and I will always talk about it. No disrespect to anybody who have done it. I understand you probably done the best that you did, the best that you could do, and you made the best sound decision based on you and your life. I get that. Love for Life is something much, much, much more deeper than that. It's more detailed than that, and we're going to talk about a few more things than that. Love for Life is going to have some of the strongest women and some of the strongest men. I'm not discrediting the men, but some of the strongest women that you've ever heard or that you've ever seen on the screen in your life. No movie stars. We're not doing the actors. We're not doing the singers. You know, shout out to all of them. But these are regular, everyday, working people. And there's nothing regular about them. These are the true superheroes. These are the true Wonder Woman and the He-Mans and the Batman. These are the people the comic books should write about. We need more books about people who overcame being raped on the way home from work at the bus stop. We need more books about the people who overcame being raped by their father or their stepfather or their mom's boyfriend. We need more people who overcome suicide because they just couldn't stand the touch of a man because they've been molested their whole life. That's what Love for Life is about. Love for Life is going to have some women on there, and they're going to talk about this thing. They're going to explain to you what they went through first person so you can see it and hear it out of their mouth and see it in their eyes. This is very important because the number of molested and neglected young children today are out of this world. You cannot even put a quote on it because there's so many undercover molesters and these people are filthy. Anyway, Love for Life is about this. These women are going to go on there. They're going to talk about this, and they're going to explain to you what it's like. And they're also going to show you there's another side to it, not a bright side to it, but another side to living on and the bright side of continuing. That, hey, life doesn't end here. This is not the end of the world if you get raped and molested. And I'm saying this right now before, you know, on this show to anybody out there who's been touched, molested, raped, beaten up, you know, for whatever they believe in or just for being a woman or a man. Hang on, man, because it's not the end of the world. You got to hang on. Call the number, get somebody to talk to. Tell the closest person to you. If there's nobody close to you, call me. We'll talk about it, and I'll do what I can do to help you get through. I mean, I don't know. I'm here as a tool. I guess God put me here as a tool for this earth. But back to the topic of the show. So anybody, check the website out, man. Sign up for the Love for Life. The Frederick Douglass Foundation paid for 20 spots. They paid for 10 on the show. Then Kevin Daniels, the president of the Frederick Douglass Foundation, paid for 10 more slots offline. It's not something that he publicized because they believe in this thing. It's called Love for Life. Click on there. Sign up for it. It's $2. If you can't afford it, cool, hit me up, let me know, send me an email with your name, we'll register you. It's not about getting money. The money's not even going to us at all. It's paying for the webinar. So shout out to everybody who's going to attend the Love for Life event. It's probably going to be early summer. We haven't set a date for it yet. We're getting some of the film together now. It's been edited, some of the footage, some of the stuff we're going to do live right there on the spot via satellite. Shout out to Access TV 21 out there, Chaz Bryant, Charlotte Sports Today, who's going to help us out with the TV portion of it. And, you know, that's what we do, man. That's how we're going to do. That's what we're going to do to make sure this thing goes about the proper way and that we can help somebody. Back to the topic of the show. Sexuality. How do you know if you're gay? Is bisexual gay, and is gay a trend? I want to read to you something that another Kevin of mine, you know, another listener, great guy. He's on my Facebook page. This guy's definitely a believer. And I want to read to you what Kev felt about this topic or the thing of the show, what happened to him. Kev says, this show is going to be interesting. I, for one, do believe some people are born gay, such as hormones, DNA, or whatever that drives our sexuality in bold letters. But I also believe that many people are sucked and licked into it by degenerate friends and the world that we live in today. Being bisexual is just a sexual version of greed and ego. As an example, I want it all, they all want me. Kev goes on to say, I had a friend who knew he was gay, but did not want to be and never acted on it. He was so confused and ashamed that he ended up committing suicide so that he would not embarrass himself or his family. I tried to talk to him, but he could not deal with the confusion. Such a waste of a good man, all because he was judging himself by old school values and old school teachings. He died in my arms waiting for an ambulance. I was next door when I heard the gunshot. Maybe your question should be, how do you know you are not gay? That was Kevin, I won't say his last name, I guess I did say it earlier, but that was Kevin, a listener of mine, who an avid listener, an avid supporter of mine, and that was his response to, you know, the show topic update from the KRRP radio show page on Facebook. I don't even know how to respond to that. This man knows his scripture. There's a million scriptures I can read off, and which I will in a second, because like I said, that's the walk of life that I'm from. That's what I believe in. But clearly, he was a soul. He was a human being. A human being that did not want to be gay, according to Kevin. Did not want to be gay, did not want to act on it, couldn't control it, was trying to fight the urge. Now, I know a bunch of people that would say those are demons in that man. And I know a whole lot of other people that say, well, he was just born that way. He should have just let himself go and gave up to it because it's a part of him. I don't know either one of them to be true. But what I do know is that between the ages of 13 and 19, more than 5,000 teens kill themselves each year in America because they feel the same way Kevin's friend did, most likely. What I also know is that we, me included, once upon a time, we ridicule gay people and we pick on them and we make a, you know, TV either does two things. They make a mockery of it or they blow it up for money. Either way, both ends of the spectrum, they do it to the fullest extent. What I'm saying here, folks, is that we need to be educated. Let's educate ourselves in this thing. Let's not alienate our sons. Let's not alienate our daughters. Let's not alienate our fathers, our mothers, because they are what they are. If you're a believer in Christ, my God, you should be a lover of mankind. You know, like the great Reverend Jerry Grimes said, and shout out to the Reverend Jerry Grimes, like he said, you know, once before, we shouldn't celebrate in the pain of another human being, in the pain of another person. That's when we should pray all the more. I'm not trying to make this a straight-up prayer vigil. I'm not trying to turn this show into a pray cycle or anything. But, for the life of me, I want people to understand that it's okay to believe in what you believe in and to accept it, but it's not okay to turn away from people. It's not okay to turn your back on somebody that obviously either needs help or needs love or needs some kind of support. Because a person, I got to say that a person who comes out of the closet, so to speak, and like I said, I hate that term, but a person who expresses their sexuality before all, saying that, hey, I'm gay, I'm homosexual, or whatever term that you all like to use, like I said, no disrespect to you, but a person who does that has got to be a strong person. Man, there's times I can't even say I'm sorry for something regular, just an error or just a mistake. Hang on, callers. We're going to get to you. I need to go to a commercial real quick. I gotta get to this other email that I need to read off, and I got two callers on here that want to get on the line. Shout out to my man, him again, that makes those T-shirts. I can't remember your website right now, but we'll get to you. I got to give a shout out to you and everybody who's on the Twitter page. If you're on the Twitter, hit us up at KRRP Radio Show. Callers, I'll get to you in just a second. I need to go to one commercial, and I will be right back after two of them. Heat messing up in this winter. Is the snow just getting on your last daggone nerves? Are you cold and you gotta put on a snuggie in the house? That's not comfortable. No, it's not comfortable. Are you a grown man wearing your wife's footies? Are they pink? You scared to go check your mailbox with your wife's footies on and as cold as it is inside as it is outside? Well, I'll tell you what you do. If you're looking for a friend, contact Riley Heating and Cooling. If your ductwork needs a facelift, Riley Heating and Cooling will facelift your ductwork. Are you getting the most for your dollar? If you're not, Riley Heating and Cooling will make sure you get the most for your dollar. Ask about their 5-point inspection service. They have trained professionals that offers 25 years of experience. To contact Riley Heating and Cooling, call 336-263-5111. Again, that's 336-263-5111, and you'll find a friend at Riley Heating and Cooling. Hey, if it's Wednesday night at 9:30 p.m. and you got nothing to do, I want you to make some time. Grab your slippers, get your robe on, get some comfortable clothes on, leave your rollers in your hair, and get cozy, real cozy, with a drink in your computer. If you've ever been to a coffee shop before, this is a coffee shop you've never seen before, right in the comfort of your own home. Late Night Mike, every Wednesday night at 9:30 p.m., starring your host, Katrina Watkins, poet extraordinaire, and the host Act Right, my man holds it down for purely poetic Late Night Mike poetry show. Hey, if you wanted some good poetry in your life, make sure you log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/purely-poetic. Real gon' recognize real. KRRP Radio Show, we are back on the air. We had four callers on here. It looks like we dropped. We still have one remaining, but she doesn't want to be on the air. So it's all love. I get it. A lot of people don't like to hear themselves talk or they don't want anybody else to hear them talk. But the show goes on. We have at least another 45 minutes to go. I got a guest coming up here real soon who's going to enlighten us, or I hope they will enlighten us on how they feel being gay, in a community of today or in life today in 2011. There's a lot of things going on, folks, and if you look at even a situation like Japan, you know, a lot of people are talking about what's going on in Japan and, you know, all over the blogs, all over the MySpaces, the Facebooks, all over any online network. And even if you try to go shopping online, that's all you see right now is God bless Japan, this to Japan, that to Japan, you know, God bless Japan, we're praying for you, Japan, we're doing this, Japan, we're doing that, Japan, help Japan, we give this money for Japan. And tomorrow, another team will die, or even today, another team will die because of they feel trapped in their own bodies, or they feel misunderstood, or no, you know, they can't get any love from society because they're gay. And to me, it's you know, I don't want to use the term hypocrite, but, you know, I just find it amazing that every time something happens, you see the influx of prayers all over the place. I'm praying for you now. I'm praying for you now. I'm praying for you now. You know what? It's almost, it's not comical, man, but it bothers the hell out of me because I don't understand people. Why not show love every day? And I know it's a sympathy thing. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm trust me, I'm not stupid. And I do understand there's a sympathy thing. But in one breath, you can say pray for Japan, and in the next breath, you can say death to the gays. Now, like I said, right now, I mean, I'm not gay, but right now, I got to stand up for the gay folks that aren't here. Or you know, we got, looks like, 17 callers on the line right now. We dwindled down a bunch, but 17 callers on the line right now. And none of them apparently are gay, or none of them will make a comment, or none of them will hit the one button and talk about, you know, what it's like in their life or what they're going through. And I don't know if some people got knocked off or what may have you, but, you know, it is what it is. And I'm sure we got thousands of people listening online or on the radio. And shout out WMMG 500 through 560, and in DC 1500 through 1560 on your radio dial. I don't know if you can get it. They're very small stations, folks. You probably have to be living on the same street to actually get the, or within the same small city to actually get the broadcast. But anyway, I don't know. It bothers me that people are opportunists. And what I mean by people are opportunists is that they won't pay attention to what's right before your eyes. You know, you'll see someone typing on their phone, I'm praying for you, Japan, and they'll step over a homeless person who's asking for a quarter. And that's crazy to me. You know what I mean? That's absolutely crazy to me. We got the caller queue. Okay, the caller's not ready yet. And you know, take your time. If you don't want to, This is directed to the person who was going to break down, you know, how they feel about being gay. If you don't want to say anything at all, you don't have to. You know, we'll keep going on about the show the way it is and how it's going. No problem whatsoever. But I'm just saying to you that I admire your courage and I appreciate you calling in. And, you know, when you're ready, just let us know and we'll get you queued on. And if you're not ready, if you don't want to come out, this is a 3-part series. I get it. I understand. I want to read over a couple of scriptures that I found in reference to gays or in reference to homosexual acts. Now, like I told you all before, I'm representing for you gay folks right now or you homosexual folks right now. I'm representing for you the best I can because truly I want to be educated and I would love to understand what's going on. You know, why you are what you are, why you are the way you are, and how can we identify? How can we be more not sympathetic, because I can't say that you're hurting in a way, or how can we be more understanding from the other end of the spectrum? It's not so much anymore that we look at gay people strange, I don't believe. I think we look at all people strange in a certain respect, depending on what you're wearing or what kind of actions you're displaying when you're walking around. Once upon a time, if you were gay and you had a man had on something tight jeans, for example. That's a style that's in now with the young kids, skinny jeans. While I don't like it and I don't think it's cool, the young kids love it. That's what they do. They're fresh to life, fresh for life when they're rocking it. By the way, we killed the term fresh to death. The term fresh to death is dead. I killed it. Let's bury it. We'll put a 6 foot under because truly we live to live on. So now we're going to take the term fresh to death and we're going to cater that and turn that up and we're going to use my words. We're going to call it fresh for life. I don't know. That's just me being me. Anyway, let me read this off to you. This comes from Leviticus 18 and 22. It says, "Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is an abomination. Deuteronomy 22 and 5. It says, The woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man, neither shall a man put on a woman's garment. For all that do so are abomination unto the Lord thy God." Homosexuality is not only wrong and immoral. This is no scripture, folks, I'm sorry. But homosexuality is not only wrong and immoral, it is one of the most destructive forces in our society today. That quote came from, I don't even know where that quote came from. It came from a documentary that I was watching or something that I was reading. But I want to know how people feel about that. You know, if you believe in God, can you truly be gay? Or can you be gay and serve God as a straight man when there are scriptures in the Bible that says your actions are abomination? Your actions are condemned. Your actions cannot be approved. Can you really worship God and be a homosexual? I'm sure you can, but to some degree, I wonder, can you make it to heaven that way? Or is it wrong? I think there are tons of people who do it. I think there are a bunch of gay people in the church. There are a bunch of homosexuals in the church. Some are pastors. Some are preachers. You know, how do you all feel about that? If you're listening online, hit us up, 619-638-8559. If you're on the phone and you want to check out the website, it's www.krpradioshow.com. If you need to hit us up on Facebook, maybe you're on Facebook and you don't want to call in and you just want to make a comment, that's facebook.com/KRRP Radio Show. You know, hit us up on there, make your comment, whatever, and we'll do our best to get to your comment and read it off here and make you under, you know, we'll make you the star for a second. You know, we'll take your comments and we'll run with it, say it up in front of all the callers here and all the listeners here so they can understand what you mean and where you're coming about, how you feel about this topic. A lot of people feel a certain way. A lot of people don't like to talk about it at all. I know in a lot of houses there are ways that, or there are situations where it's so shunned upon that it better not even come up. And, you know, like one person on Twitter said, a lot of people try to beat it out of their kids. They try to beat it out of their kids when they see it in their children at a small age. So it's something, folks. There's something to this that we're missing. There's more to it than what we're saying. There's more to it than what scientists are putting out. There's more to it than what even the gay community are saying. You know, I don't have all the answers. Like I said, hit us up if you want to make a comment. I'm going to go to another commercial, and we'll be right back. You're listening to the KRRP Radio Show.
Have you ever been in a situation where you wanted to, I don't know, let's say you felt like you wanted to do something special, or maybe you felt empty in life. Maybe you got a lot of free time on your hands, and you want to do something for your community. Maybe there's a lot of things going on. There are a lot of things going on in government today. But maybe there are some things that's going on that you feel so strongly about, or some things that you've always stood for and that you feel like you need to speak about, or maybe be around people who feel the same way that you do. Here's what you do if you feel like that. I got some advice for you, some very valuable advice. I want you to, if you're a web-based person and you're always surfing on the net and you get bored on the net with all this blah, 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 with the Facebooks and the MySpaces and the blogs and you get sick of that junk. Here's what you do if you want some truth and some real information.
At least that's what I get from this organization. I would like to introduce to you the Frederick Douglass Foundation worldwide and of North Carolina. Log on to www.tfdf.org. Or if you're in North Carolina, I don't care if you're anywhere in the world. Log on to the North Carolina site because you get two different views. You get more information. There's links to click on there. There's stuff to agree with. There's stuff to disagree with. And here's the thing that I love about these organizations or this one organization and both these websites. You have the ability to click on a website and you can talk to the director of the Frederick Douglass Foundation or the presidents of these organizations, and they'll get right back with you. That's the thing. That's what I love about this organization. The name of the organization, if you don't know by now or if you didn't catch it by now, is called the Frederick Douglass Foundation. Their core pillars of the foundation is being devoted Christians, proud Americans, and active Republicans. They believe in the sanctity of human life and protection of the traditional marriage. The founder of the Frederick Douglass Organization, the founders, is Dean Nelson, who acts as the vice chairman of the Frederick Douglass Foundation. It's Timothy F. Johnson, chairman of the Frederick Douglass Foundation, and Troy Rowling, secretary general of the Frederick Douglass Foundation. Here's some things that you got to know. This is truly a grassroots educational organization. They're not somebody that are going to probably not want to accept you because you're a Democrat. Or they might not, you know, they're not going to be somebody that's going to disown you because you're not vocal or you can't get around or you know, I don't know. It's not my organization, but I'm definitely a part of it, and it's definitely a part of me. I feel very strongly about it. Here's a quote from the Frederick Douglass Foundation's official website, tfdf.org and fdfnc.org. The quote goes, "Where justice is denied, where poverty is enforced, where ignorance prevails, and where any one class is made to feel that society is an organized conspiracy to oppress, rob, and degrade them, neither persons nor property will be safe." That comes from Frederick Douglass, folks. And the name of the organization is the Frederick Douglass Foundation. I would like for you all to take some time and scroll through the websites and see if there's things on there that you might like or that you may not like. I guarantee you one thing. If you log on to these websites, tfdf.org, fdfnc.org, I guarantee you if you log on those websites, you'll learn something that you did not know before you logged on the website. Guarantee you that.
You're listening to WMMG, home of the KIRP radio show, baby. We are now 100,000 listeners strong, and it's all because of you. If you want more information about KIRP radio show, hit us up online. You can visit the website at www.kirpradioshow.com. Again, that's www.kirpradioshow.com. If you're logging online and you're on some social sites, make sure you hit us up and like our page on Facebook. That's facebook.com/KIRP Radio Show. Add yourself to the page. You can leave a comment. You can talk about the topics, and we'll try our best to get them all and read them off on the show. And if you're also on Twitter, send us a tweet at @KIRP Radio Show, and you can hit up the host, and that's me, that's Pudgy, @NC Pudgy. Like I said, we are now over 100,000 listeners strong, and it's all because of you, baby. We started out November 28th, 2010, and now we're taking it through 2011 and beyond. We are the KIRP Radio Show, and if you don't know what that stands for, that's Keeping It Real with Pudgy, baby. If you want more information about emailing, or you want information about advertising, or you want to know where we're going to be here and there, hit us up, KIRPradio@gmail.com or WMMG500@gmail.com, and someone will get back to you as soon as possible. Like I said, it's all because of you, baby. 100,000 listeners strong, and we're going on from here. I appreciate you, and one love.
Shout out to all my newly found Duke fans out there. Seems like we got a lot of Duke fans out there that's brand new since my Tar Heels took that L today. So shout out to all you bandwagon rider Duke fans out there. But you know, while saying that, I was about to give a shout out to my man Evangelist Corey Thomas. Shout out to my man ECT, man, always doing big things. This is one guy who spreads that love message that I was talking about earlier every single day of his life that I've seen. So I really appreciate you, man, for what you do. And you're huge. You know, you're huge in my book. You are B-I-G in my book, baby. That's what it is. Folks are wide awake. I got something that I want to talk about really, 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 really quick that I think you guys are going to love. It's something different for the area. It's something that's coming on March 30th, and I actually have the founder the co-founder and the one who is sponsoring this event here on the line. It's Katrina Watkins, and shout-out to my man Willie Hill, who's the co-creator of this Wilson Poetry Slam. It's a poetry slam like none other, and it will be March 30th from 8 till 11, and that's a Wednesday. I believe that's a Wednesday, March 30th. I don't know. Check the calendars, folks. I already told y'all to set your time wrong. But I think you all know what I meant. It's Chosen Jade Entertainment Group and Purely Poetic. They present the 2011 Wilson Poetry Jam, Poetry Slam. What do you get when you combine poetry and competition judged by members of the audience? You get a poetry slam. The performers are going to get a chance to go head-to-head in the competition of nothing but words. So they can move the audience, and the audience is going to be randomly selected by judges according to scores. The winner of the Poetry Slam, check this out now. The winner of the Poetry Slam on that night, if I'm not mistaken, Katrina, I'm about to plug you in here in just a second, but the winner of the Poetry Slam wins a PS3 on the spot after you've been declared the winner. Right there on the spot. Now, they're going to have a situation where others can perform outside of the main competition in order to win a couple gift cards and a few other things that they got. Hell, I tell you what, KRP will be in the house. Everybody know I'm going to be in the house. I'm out there. Put it on your calendars. March 30th, your boy Pudgy will be in Wide Awake, and I will be at the Poetry Slam. And we're going to bring a $50 gift card with us, too. We'll bring a $50 prepaid Visa card, Katrina. So when I plug you on the line, you can go ahead and put me down for that. So to the winner of the outside competition, not the winner of the PS3 competition, but we're going to bring a $50 gift card to the winner of the second portion of the competition at the Poetry Slam. It's going to be March 30th at Elm City Elementary in Elm City, North Carolina. That's 5544 Lake Wilson Road, Elm City. That's two words, E-L-M City, North Carolina. The doors open at 7:30 p.m. The slam starts at 8. There's a $5 donation in advance, a $7 donation at the door. The prizes are PlayStation 3. Don't forget that. PlayStation 3 to the winning poet, and gift cards to all other competition and people that's involved in the outside competition. You can hit up purelypoetic@gmail.com and chosenjade@ymail.com. for more information, or maybe to get tickets or to register or whatever you want to do to be involved with this Poetry Slam, make sure you do it. This is going to be a B.I.G. event. I promise you, you're going to want to be in the house for this, because I listen to a Purely Poetic show. You heard the advertisement every Wednesday night, 9:30 p.m. I've heard the show, and there's some dope poets and some dope lyricists out there. Don't get it twisted. You don't have to only be a poet. You don't have to be a poet by trade or by definition. You could just be a lyricist, or you can be a positive speaker, an outreach speaker, you know, a motivational speaker, or what may have you, you know, whatever you need to be or whatever you do. Let's come on. Let's get on stage. Excuse me. Let's get on stage and let's do it. So the Poetry Slam, Wilson, North Carolina, they're going to be in the house. Wilson County, actually. It's going to be at Elm City Elementary, 5544 Lake Wilson Road, 7:30. The doors open. And before I forget, there's only going to be only eight people in the main competition. Only eight. So you need to get on that. You're listening to WMMG, home of the KRRP radio show. If you're listening online and you want to call in, you got a comment to make, an announcement, you want to shout somebody out, whatever you want to do. Now's your time to do it. The number is 619-638-8559. Or hit us up on Twitter, @NCPudgy. That's me. Add me. We can kick it. I'm on there once in a while. I got to do better on my Twitter, man. My Twitter skills suck. Taliban, you suck, too. You're supposed to be running my Twitter, but he got another job now, too. So shout out to my sound man, Taliban. He got me bumping today. Usually I'm doing it by myself because this man working another job. But, you know, it is what it is, man. We're in a recession. Also, hit us up on Twitter, @KIRB Radio Show, or you can hit us up on Facebook. That's facebook.com/KIRB Radio Show. Make your comments, state your claim, talk junk, write me email. If you got an email, you got a beef with me like a lot of people do, I'll get all this hate mail from people. Hit me up, KIRBRadio@gmail.com. And I got one more special thing for you. It's another email address. I want you guys to write this down for your little sisters that rap or that sing or does country or they do comedy or whatever. Soon we'll have an actual radio station. That'll be WMMG where we're going to be playing music. Not sure the days. It'll probably be Friday and Saturday. We're going to feature these artists. Nobody else is doing this. We're going to feature these artists. We're going to do them online. And that's courtesy of SoundChew.com. If y'all don't know about SoundChew yet, and you do some kind of music, any kind of music, whether it's country or whatever, y'all slipping. You got to get up on your game. SoundChew is the newest, hottest online website. It's just like American Idol, where people get to vote on what you do. They put you in a Hall of Fame, and they're going to give you all sorts of prizes, all sorts of money, all sorts of leads, record deals. I don't know, man. It's crazy, but SoundChew is popping, man. It's the hottest thing that's going on right now so far as music, additional to WMMG 500, who's going to be playing your music. But send all your MP3s to WMMG500@gmail.com. Make sure you do that, folks, man. We got a catalog right now of some, how many? Four, three. Man, you got big fingers. I can't even see what his fingers are. We got four or 500. How about that? We got four or 500 independent artist songs right now, but we need more if we're going to run a radio station. And we're not playing no majors, no majors at all. If you got a deal, that's cool, but if you're on mainstream radio, I will not play you. We won't play you. We're looking for a host. We're looking for guest hosts. We're looking for features. Don't send me all that crazy. Don't send us, because I won't be monitoring this. Don't send us all this crazy stuff, because it will be deleted, and the spam catcher will catch it. If you got an MP3, you're going to make it through. Send your MP3s and your bios, and we're going to try to get your song online. Make sure you check out SoundChew.com. Going to Miss Katrina Watkins, the owner and the host of Purely Poetic, what it is. Miss Katrina, how are you?
What's going on? How are you doing?
What up? I know you didn't hit the one, but I plug you on anyway. How about that?
I see. I was just trying to tune in on the side. Look at me. You know, I'm just messing around. I wanted to call in for your topic tonight. I don't really know what I want to say because I am, I'm not gay, but I have seen people, you know, known people in my life, seen people that I thought, quote unquote, should be gay, but they were trying to hold off. You know,
yeah.
it's like everybody around them knows that they're gay, but, you know, they haven't come to, sometimes I think it's a strength inside themselves to just say it out loud. You know, they're kind of afraid of what their family's going to say, what their friends are going to say, what, you know, what society's going to say, basically. And so,
right.
Although everybody can kind of tell that they haven't admitted it. I just have an opinion. I feel like some people are, and I know some people are going to probably be mad about me saying this, but I don't really, you know, it's my opinion, so there it goes. Some people I feel like are born with certain traits that I don't think they shake. Kind of like if somebody's born with, and some people are going to be mad I'm relating this to a disease, but like some people are born with certain ailments or illnesses, and they have to learn how to, or some people are more arrogant than other people, or some people are, you know, are go out there and commit adultery and are more, you know, sexual than other people. I feel like this is the same lines for me as people who are homosexual, that some people are born with this certain characteristic where they feel strongly towards somebody of the same sex as them, that they want to be with them. And I just, I feel like, you know, I don't think it's right for me. It's, you know, my religion, I don't believe that, you know, you should be that way. I think you
right.
should work with people around you and try to, you know, you have to surround yourself with people who are helping you in a positive way. If you don't want to be that way, you have to put yourself out there and get help from people who are really earnest about helping you to, you know, it's a struggle. Just like I said, same thing with people who struggle with being overly sexual with people. You have to be around people who are positive and who are going to help you to see things a little bit differently, if I'm making any sense. And so I feel like that's the same way with people who are born, you know, with certain traits or characteristics. And I think a lot of people today, though, are sucked into that lifestyle because it's more common, because, you know, it's fun, quote unquote, for, you know, the guy to see his girl with another girl, or, you know, you see it on TV all the time. You see it in the movies. You see all this stuff happening, and everybody wants to try it and experiment and be a part of it. They want to go with the crowd and do what they're doing and to kind of laugh and giggle about it and say, yeah, I tried that, or I did that too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I just feel like a combination of different things going on in our society today that are leading people to be a, you know, for it to be more open. And you see it on movies more nowadays. Like back in the day, we didn't see this growing up, and we're seeing it. You know, girls kissing on TV now, and they'll show it, and, you know, having it something positive for our, you know, I don't have children, but for our kids growing up, because I think kids should be protected. But sure. It's just on regular channels.
It's nothing. It's not even a big deal anymore in my mind. I mean, it's like society has accepted it, and they're asking everyone to accept it. And while I don't disagree with the acceptance part, but I just have a problem with the force feeding of it.
Yeah, but you know, I can't put this any differently from them showing, you know, showing a man and a woman having as much as close to what you can see of everything with sex on TV nowadays either. I think that's wrong too. We're trying to raise our kids to teach them certain values, but you can see all this kind of stuff on TV. I don't put that any further away than how I see this and how it is in society too. I think we should just try to protect our children, teach them that this is out here, but protect them from all this crap that they got going on, you know.
Mm-hmm. Wow. What do you think? No, I mean it's cool, because I mean, you know, everybody's entitled to their opinion. Like I was told earlier, everybody is entitled to their own opinion, and I respect everybody's opinion. But all I'm saying is this: I wish we could. There needs to be a way that everybody can be educated and learn that we should respect one's sexuality.
Yeah.
In private.
Yeah.
I don't want to see the gay stuff in public, and neither do I want to see the man and the woman, you know, going in, the heterosexual stuff going crazy in public either. Like I don't want my children to see that personally.
Exactly.
Either on either spectrum, because like I was saying earlier, you know, when we saw the two guys at the park, you know, I had to explain that to my little ones, 8, 6, and 5. You know, I gotta explain what's going on to them, and personally, well, I know these children are my responsibility. I don't feel comfortable, or I didn't feel comfortable. I guess I had to get with the program about explaining that at that age. But it's like it's so forward now, and it's so out here that we have to.
Exactly. Well, it's kind of hard too when not to sound too naive, but at a certain level, I need somebody to still explain it to me, because I can't understand it myself, because I don't feel that way, you know.
Yeah, so, you took the thoughts out of my head, Katrina, because that. Well, I'm serious, because that's what sparked the show, and that's what I was thinking. I'm like, damn, how do I explain this to them when I don't even fully understand it?
Yeah.
You know, you can do the best you can, but hey, man, truth be told, you don't know if one of your children are going to be gay. You don't know what's going to happen later on in life, and I don't want them looking at, just like I tell them about race, I don't want them looking at anybody lesser because of their sexuality, for God's sakes. You know what I mean? Like, I teach my kids to love everybody. There's no color in my house. It is what it is. Now, we understand when somebody's treating you wrong. I do explain that.
Yeah.
And I do explain that, you know, racism does exist. But at the same time, I don't want them criticizing someone because they act like a girl, or a girl because she acts like a boy, or because someone is gay. I don't agree with the hatred towards these people, but something needs to be done so far as educating and acceptance, I think, in this world. I don't know. What it is, I have no idea.
It's true, and I think people need to get over judging other people. I mean, just get over it. You know, They have to live their life and they have to answer for their life. You don't. And unless they're coming up in your face, you know, I'm not going to, I'll choose my words carefully, but unless somebody's trying to push it on you, then, you know, then let them deal with and live their life. And, you know, if you have kids, you explain it, you know, the best way you can. And any questions they have, be open to talking with them about it. But, you know, otherwise let people live their lives and they choose their own adventure.
Wow, and that's important. You know, people do have to live their life. What do you think so far as, you know, like, you know, going back to the questions that I had posted on here, and I had planned on asking every caller, but how do you know, I guess I can't ask you how do you know if you're gay. So I'm going to ask you, do you think bisexual is gay?
Well, I think it's, and I posted this on your page too, I think, bisexual is just a more detailed explanation of how you are gay. I think gay is, you know, just regular gay is when you like somebody who's the same sex as you. I feel like bisexual, you're just being more detailed about it. I like somebody who is the opposite sex and the same sex as me. So it's just because there's some people who are gay who don't like people of the opposite sex. They only like people of their sex. And I think bisexual is just saying I'll do both. Sorry. Not, you know, literally, but, you know.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
It's chaos. I didn't mean it that way, but. Show, and we keep it 1,000 on here.
I didn't mean it that way.
Somebody's offended. Hey, if they're offended, they will be offended on the air and when they get off the air. It is what it is. They know that I don't stand for any disrespect, and we don't mean any disrespect. It's not like your name calling or anything like that intentional to break that down. Check out
and
this
and
number.
It has to be, too. There's, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
There's some people who feel like if they got a you're a dude and you know somebody who's gay, I'm sorry, but not every gay guy is going to want you, you know, just because you're a man and you're around the guy who's gay, you know. And I think some people get all oh my God, I'm standing here beside this gay guy, and you know, if you're at the gym and he's gay, you know, he might not want you, you know.
You know, I was told that by like a 50-something-year-old ex Green Beret gay guy. This dude was, I can't call his name, but he had the most feminine walk, but he was like 6'6", probably like 260 pounds of gay older man. And he was like, you know, he used to work for me, and I had some shorts on one night. I was off work and I came in to, you know, get the money for the drawers and whatnot, and he was like, you don't have any hair on your leg. You know, in a real deep, I'm talking about the Barry White feminine voice. Can you imagine Barry White talking like a woman? That was this guy, right? So he's like, you don't have any meat on your legs or something like that. And I was nervous. Listen, man, it is what it is, right? So I'm nervous. I'm like, man, Connor, you know, are you trying to play me, man? He's like, let me tell you something. Everybody don't want you. He's like, I don't want you. I was like, you know. I thought about that, and I laughed about it, you know, and man, me and that guy became great friends because he would really break down some stuff to me as time went on. Of he was, you know, I remember once he said, listen, gay people have their preference too.
Yeah.
He said, don't get it twisted. Like, every gay person doesn't want every gay person, and they don't want every straight person. He said, do you want every woman that walked through these doors? I'm like, no. He said, do you find every woman that walked through the doors attractive? I said, hell no. He said, exactly. You know what I mean? But, you know, according to him, he became that way. And he didn't get that much into detail. I mean, we didn't get that close because it was an employee.
Yeah.
So I try not to cross those lines. But sometime in casual talking, you listen to things that people have to say, and then, you know, you get a better understanding of them. And, you know, and I understood him. But, you know, I was nervous, man. I'm like, you looking at my leg. Oh, Lord. You going to want me. You know what I'm saying?
You're going to come in wearing pants every day, no more shorts.
You know, for a long time I did, I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm keeping it 100. I did for a while. You know, how would you react to a woman coming on to you, Katrina?
I've had that happen. And I want to say this. I've had, because I grew up, I'm a tomboy, I don't care. I've never been... Let me just say, I've never been with a woman, never anything like that, you know. But I grew up a tomboy. I'm not into all the extra girly stuff, you know. I don't need 50 diamonds and all that crap. That's not me. So
we love you for that, though.
So I'm saying that all to say I've had people ask me too, because I'm just me. I'm open about who I am. I'm not all that extra crap, whatever, I don't care. So I've had people ask me and wonder, and I'm like, no, just because I like to be relaxed and I don't like to dress up and do all the makeup and crap like that doesn't mean, it's all that judgmental stuff again. It's like people look at you in a certain light. You got to be a certain this or a certain that,
Right.
So anyway, I had a couple of females try to hit on me before, and it was a little awkward, I laugh at about a lot of stuff, so I laughed it off. They didn't get pushy, and I guess there's a certain point that I'm kind of like, okay, that's enough, but if they're just being regular, they're trying to fill out the waters too, and I'm like, that's not me. If they let it go, good, keep it moving, that's fine. But I don't get offended. I don't, all shook out of place or whatever, because I wonder if they hit a match. So
it is what it is.
But you know what I'm saying? It doesn't bother me as long as you ask, I tell you no, and you keep it moving.
Wow. WMMG, home of the KRRP radio show, 619-638-8559. We are talking to the host of PurelyPoetic.net. And the host of Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm sorry, blogtalkradio.com/purely-poetic, Miss Katrina Watkins, poet extraordinaire. I don't know if you got a piece for us, but you're welcome to do it. But I got another question real quick.
Go ahead with your question.
Actually, two. But the first one I want to say is, according to, if you look back, and we're going to, no names, because we went to school together. This time, yeah. No names. This time, we can't keep it all the way KRRP.
Yeah, I heard those names earlier that
yeah. If
we love you.
According to when you were in school, let's say when you were in high school,
yeah.
compared yeah. to now, because I know you work with a lot of people too.
Yeah.
So do you think it's more of a trend now to be gay, or do you think more people are just more comfortable with coming out of the closet, just coming out about it?
I think it's a combination. I mean, I think I heard this said earlier too, for the younger generation, I think it's trending, unfortunately, like things trend on Twitter. I think because, everybody is becoming so comfortable with expressing their sexuality, I think people are wanting to experiment more. And, so I think that, I think it's more difficult for a lot of people who have felt this way for a long time and who, they just don't come out and are all giggly about it and all this and that. It's harder for them to come out because this is how they truly feel deep down in their gut, And so I feel like a lot today is trending, and it's unfortunate because, the people who really are hurting and really do want, somebody to truly be there for them, they're getting missed or looked over because all these people are just making it this next thing, like when it was, oh, that's hot, and Paris Hilton and all these, other things that were coming out, and little puppy yeah. dogs and bags, I think that's how this is. This is trending.
Wow. I kind of got to agree with that because it does seem like, there was a share of people who just wouldn't speak out back when I was in school that were gay, and I knew it, they knew it, and it was
yeah.
what it was. It didn't make me like them or dislike them.
Exactly. Exactly.
I don't know. It's sexuality coming out on both ends of the closet, though. You know what I mean? Like, you see so much, the music has got it twisted. The TV, the television has it twisted. The movies have it twisted. It's like everywhere you look, you see either sex, homosexual sex, girl on girl, whatever, or a guy, girl and girl. And then you got these artists and these entertainers that exploit this stuff, and they talk about, oh, how cool it is to menage, how cool it is to have two women or three women, or how cool it is to do this, that, and the third. And it's not really cool. It's not cool at all.
I was going to ask you about that on your Facebook, but I didn't put the question up there, but I wonder how people feel about, that are married or dating somebody or whatever, and they want their wife or their girlfriend or whatever to bring another woman into the bedroom. Do people consider them to be gay because they may accept that with their spouse or with their significant other, Because then you're getting down with somebody of your same sex if you're the if you're the woman bringing another woman into the bedroom with you.
It's funny you should say that. That's going to be on part three, actually, but I might bump that up to part two. But I'm going to ask a question that's going to be a little more in-depth, but it's going to be down the same lines of that. And frankly, now I'll just say it now. Do you think the general public feels like if they have a threesome or a menage, let's say two guys and two women, and the guys don't touch each other, but do they consider themselves gay? Because they're indulging in a sexual act with another man, even though they don't touch that man?
No, because that's, I don't know. You have it on where you can take out some words if I say something I'm not supposed to, right?
Oh, you're good. The station will do that because we're going to delay by at least 30 minutes.
That's the same thing as when people used to run trains and all that stuff. Those guys didn't consider themselves gay, and there were several guys with one girl, and, you know, they all... hitting in the same spot. I'm sorry, I don't know any other way to say that.
Yeah.
They're going one after another. I mean, but they wouldn't consider themselves gay. They would just be like, oh, yeah, I got that. So, you know, I've never been involved in anything like that, so I can't answer that question. I've never had a threesome. I've never done any of that stuff, so I can't answer that question of how people feel about themselves afterwards. They in another room with another guy's thing hanging out, you know? I don't know. You know, and I've never been in a room with another girl and her stuff hanging all out, you know, besides changing clothes in the gym. So I don't know how people feel about that.
You got me. Like I said, I'm here asking the questions, and I am trying to be enlightened. We're going to go to a call out of the 571. Katrina, you got any shout-outs, anything you need to say, hon?
The only thing, you already did at Wilson Poetry Slam. You are my special guest, and I don't know if you know what you're going to be doing, but I have some stuff in mind, so everybody look out for him on the 30th. And I appreciate your show.
Most definitely. Did I leave out anything on the Poetry Slam that you wanted to get through or anything that changed?
You remember more stuff than I would remember, so that'd be good. We got lots of prizes, let me say that a lot. Not even what's posted, we got lots more prizes, so don't miss out.
Cool. Well, you know, I'm bringing the $50 gift card with me. So, in you know, on the back of KIRP Radio Show, or either, you know what, we'll talk about it online because I can just do a $50 prepaid Visa, sponsored by, you know, one of my sponsors. We'll figure that out later, or I can just donate that to you, and we can do whatever. So we'll talk about it online, offline, or on another date.
Sounds
Is that cool?
Good. Sounds good to me.
All right. Shout out to you, and shout out to my man Akright, who couldn't be here tonight. Apparently, your co-host.
Sounds good. We appreciate you.
Alright, one love.
Alright, one love.
So we're going directly to another caller because we don't have long. We got less than 30 minutes for the show, or 32 minutes along with the show. We're going to a caller out of the 571. Caller, you are on the air with Pudgy.
What's up, P? You know I gotta call in and say what's up to you.
Oh, man, I know who this is. This is my special, special, special lady.
You know, I'm up here listening to your show. You got me screaming.
I know you're screaming. And I already know you're screaming. But you know what? I had two people that were scheduled to be on the show that were going to explain, one who was actually going to come out of the closet, per se, and the other one was going to explain how they feel being gay in the society today from a church aspect. From a church aspect. And, you know, like I said before, I read off Leviticus 18:22. I read off Deuteronomy 22:5. And I got to stand on that. That's just, I don't believe that you could personally be gay and or homosexual or whatever they want to call it, with all due respect to them, because they are human beings, all due respect to them. I don't believe that you can be that and be active in the role of clergy, let's just say.
Oh, well, I have three things, and let me get back to that one, because I have three quick experiences, and it'll kind of shape where I stand on this issue. When I was about 13 years old, I had a best friend, and she was gay. Now, me and her slept in the same bed. I mean, you know how teenage girls do when you're real close at the time. And I didn't find out until, like, towards the end that, you know, she was gay. And once I found out, and I told her, you know, ain't none of that between me and you. And she was like, I don't like you anyway. And I was like, okay, cool. And me and her went back to being the same way. You know, just being friends. Well, when she told her parents, her mother, I mean, she lost it. And my friend committed suicide.
Oh, my God.
So that was my very, very, well, no, it wasn't my first experience, but it was my most poignant experience.
Sure.
And then secondly, I have a cousin. He has been gay since the day I can remember him. You know, we used to have sleepovers when we were young, and he stayed with the girls, and we all painted toes and did fingernails, and we never thought of him as anything but a girl.
Right.
Well, when we got older, he was walking home one night, and some of the roughnecks that I used to hang around with, mm-hmm. they caught him out, and they beat the living, to look at him, it made me fall to my knees when I saw his face, when I saw what they had done to him.
Jeez.
And I'm like, on that aspect, it is just not right, you know. And then the third one is all my girlfriends that I grew up with, and I love my girls, and I tell them this to their face, so I have no shame in saying it now, all of them were sluts. I'm trying to tell you, the biggest sluts in the entire world, all of them are gay.
Wow.
Now that they're older, all of them are gay. And I'm looking at them like, you know, what happened? You know, you used to have two or three a day. Now you're with a woman. And so a lot of that came from what I think is how they treated and responded to themselves and how they got treated back by men that, at least as it goes with my female friends, that some of them maybe have chosen.
Right.
You know, it wasn't forced upon them. It was the decision that they made. And that's kind of how I look at it, right? Mm-hmm. I don't believe it. I'm one of these people that believe that only God can judge you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, seriously.
Absolutely.
And the whole point is, one day you're going to have to go before him, and you're going to have to say what you did or what you didn't do, and he's going to make a decision. Until then, My job is just to treat you like I would treat anybody else.
Absolutely.
But having said that, I am tired of having pushed on me. I am tired of having forced on me. I don't want my daughter learning about Timmy wearing a bra in school. I am tired of every single black actor that I see has to wear a dress. You know, Tyler Perry did it because he wanted to. Now Martin Lawrence can't get a movie unless he's in a dress.
He wears a dress, absolutely, yeah.
And that's the point where it's being taken too far. As a Christian, I might not agree with you. As an American, I don't want to block, you know, your freedoms and your rights as well. But stop pushing it on us, okay? As long as we can accept it and walk away and not worry about you, why do we have to look at the gay pride parade? You know, and why do we have to be forced to accept you? You know, I don't force anyone to accept me for anything, you know.
Right,
so
that's
if
right.
You want to be gay and you want to be gay and do your thing, that's fine. Stop coming into my schools telling our kids that, oh, you can't pick on them. Yes. I tell my cousin all the time, you're gay and you're going to get picked on because
sure.
That's what we do.
It's out
you
of
know,
the normal. It's different.
I get picked on for being a skinny one. You know, each one of us has our own little thing that we get picked on. You're gay. That's what you get picked on. Suck it up. As long as it doesn't resort to violence, as long as it stops at your nose, suck it up.
Hmm. Sonny, let me ask you this question real quick. And let me just first say, I 1,000% agree with you. Man, I don't know how to even. I wish I could. Man, I don't even know. I absorb everything you're saying, and I 1,000% agree with it. I think we got to do a better job of treating people the way that they should be treated. We need to treat people like people. Now, at the same time, we're saying that, like you said, man, I don't want it forced on me. But let me ask you this question real quick, and this is a big debate Do you think people are born gay?
For personally, I believe that a man has to be born gay. You know, because I don't know men that would choose it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but like I said, as far as some females I know, another female that's in my life, she's been sexually assaulted twice.
Mm-hmm.
And she says that because of that, she'll never let another man touch her. And that was kind of like the thing where when I was on your show last time and the person was like, you know, you just believe that nothing bad can happen to you. No, I do believe that bad things happen. I truly believe that bad things happen. But it is what you do in that situation that really matters.
That's right.
And right now, she, you know, had to go through it, but now she's happy and she's in a relationship with a man. And they're going through all the pitfalls that a normal relationship goes through.
That's right.
They're worrying about money and they weren't, you know, but it just comes to a point where you have to decide what you're going to do next and not worry about what has happened to you in the past. And that's a really big hurdle to get over. But I think that men, I have never met a man that I felt chose that life. But I have met women that I think have chosen that life.
Mm-hmm. Here's something that, and it is towards the end of the show, here's something that I wanted to say from earlier. That I've been thinking about all along because of the big argument, like you hear one side saying you can't be born that way, God doesn't make an imperfect person, and then you hear on another side you people say that, well, I've been like this since the day I can't even remember for how long, and then you have another group of people coming in the name of the Lord and they're saying that it's bad spirits in you, and it's so much, right? It's so much, and then you got the scientific aspect of it too, you know, where they go talking chromosomes and whatever. I remember reading a few times, right, and it depends on what you believe, okay, so I'm only speaking from my own perception, and I've never ever heard this before, but I remember reading scriptures where it was said that God would curse you for generations upon generations. I remember reading, and man, I'm so bad about quoting scripture, I have to look it up and I have to write down my notes. I remember reading thousands of people dying at a time at the hands of the Lord. I actually think we see it today, you know what I mean? In a lot of different instances, and that's a whole nother debate alone. Here's what I'm saying, Sonny. I think that it could possibly be a genetic curse.
And that could be like I said, we are not to judge what God created, you know, and that's in the simplicity, is that if we keep believing, it's one way or the other. Either we are individual salvationist or we are collective salvationist. We have to pick and choose which one we are. That means if you are an individual and you believe that your main duty in your lifetime is to make your connection with God, you know, it is for you to have a personal relationship with God, then that needs to be where you stay. When you get into the collectiveness of it, where this person preaches so heavily against it, and because you're partnering with that person, you start, you know, if you don't go out and rail against, you know, homosexuality, then you're somehow unfit. You
right.
know, and I think that that's where the problem is the individual salvation. Just like you have to make your peace with God for all the sins that you've done, you know, because I'm going to be up there like, Lord, please forgive me, you know, I got a list and I'm sorry, you know. So what right do I have to look at another person and think, oh, well, you know, I'm a sinner, but his sin is so much worse.
That's right.
God is going to be the one that decides that. You know, and with recent experiences that I've had in my life, it has even strengthened me more to the fact that when you believe in the collective, or when you let the collective mindset rule you instead of your individual relationship with God, it's not going to do anything but cause you problems. So the whole point is God said, love your neighbor. He didn't say accept the gay ones.
Ooh.
You know, he didn't say forget about them. He said treat others as, you know, you would have them treat you. He didn't say unless they were homosexual. He gave you a job to do, to love everybody. Does that mean you have to agree with everyone? No, I don't agree with people who have abortion. Does that mean I have to like want them to die or want them out of? No, I can fight their policies, I can fight their laws, but I don't have to wish ill upon them or curse them. If God has already done that, then so be it. You know, he said
right.
Vengeance is his. Vengeance is his. What right do I have to sit here and try to put vengeance on someone that's on earth, especially when I'm a sinner? Every single one of us is a sinner. And I think that that's the point we need to hold on to, that your sin isn't excused because you want to degrade someone else's for their sin. And once we get that part in our mindset, and we start worrying about our personal relationships with God instead of the way that the collective looks at it, then you will have, you know, a difference where people are gay, and I'm not going to go out and say, you know, I'm the gay advocate. No, no. But as an American, I have no right to overstep onto their freedom or their rights, because the minute I start overstepping onto their freedom or their rights, that someone else can have that ability to do it to me. And that's not a step that I'm willing to take.
Sonny, is gay a trend today?
No. Gay is a Hollywood perception today. That's what it is. It is being pushed. And this is something where I find it extremely funny. If you want to know what the hot subject of the year is, look at the Hollywood Awards. Okay, notice most of us don't even watch them or pay attention to them anymore because we know that they don't make any sense to us. Most of the movies are movies we never saw before, but most of them have an underlying theme.
Sure they do.
And right now it's homosexuality. I say it about this. You remember how they used to have the black tokens in the movie?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Now, watch a movie today where it doesn't have a homosexual or homosexual jokes.
You can't.
You can't find one, and that's the point. They tried to mainstream us with those, you know, the tacky black movies in the 70s. You know, Jive Turkey. You know, all the sucker. That was supposed to be the impression of what black people were.
Shucking and jiving, I call it. Shucking
yeah,
and jiving.
Yeah, and Hollywood pushed it. And right now, their agenda is gay people, and they're pushing it, and they're pushing homosexuality. And we keep on wondering, they were like, well, why isn't any black person winning any awards anymore? Well, the reason is because the black people in California showed up and struck down gay marriage. Now, tell me since then, where's the black people that's getting awards or getting nominated? They use it as a payment system, and people who want to succeed have to play along. So if you are anti-gay, you're not going to get any work in Hollywood. And that's
period.
Where it's coming from. And that's
wow.
exactly where it's coming from.
Sonny, I appreciate that enlightenment, man. That was absolutely crazy. You got any shout-outs? I need to go to a couple more callers and get a commercial in here.
Oh, just shout-out you always, P. You know that.
It's always love, sis, man. I'm here forever for you if you need it. Let me know.
And you know it. Go ahead and do your thing. I'm loving listening to you.
Thanks. You're listening to WMMG, home of the KRRP radio show. If you're online, if you're on the call, hit us up. We're going to get you right back on here in just a second. 619-638-8559. Actually, we can go ahead directly to the next caller. We just lost one from the... All right, we'll go ahead right back to the next caller. Going to the 252... See who we got on the line. We got quite a few 252 callers. Last two digits is 88. Caller, you are on the air with us.
What's up with you, Bob?
What's going on? What's going on, brother?
Yo, man, it's Eddie, man.
Yo, good to hear from you, man. What's going on with you?
How you doing, brother? I was just listening to what you were saying, man.
How you feel about this topic, bro?
Well, I just got into the end of it. So, really, it's basically about being, gay people, right? I mean,
sexuality. Yeah, the topic is sexuality, and we're asking three questions right now. And I mean, we went off into a few more. One question is, how do you know if you're gay? Of course, you can't answer that, I don't believe. And another question is bisexual gay? And the third question is gay a trend today?
Okay. A person know if they're gay or not if they find themselves attracted to the same sex as they are. You know what I'm saying? If a person has the same sexual organ as you have, you know, and you find yourself wanting to lusting or have a feeling for them, like you want to hug them or kissing on them, you know, or wanting to kiss a man or man-to-man kissing or woman-to-woman kissing, that's gay. I mean, even if you're going to have sex with a woman, that's gay. You know what I'm saying? It's not
right.
Nothing such as bi. If you are having sex with the same sex, you are gay. That's just a fact, you know?
And you,
I mean,
you know what? As a matter of fact, I think we can, you know, I won't even ask the bisexual question anymore because I think Katrina Watkins put that to rest at best for my show when she said that gay is just, bisexual is just a more detailed gay, more detailed explanation of being gay, frankly. I mean, we can put it to rest with that, you know?
Yeah, I was going to say something, you know, in the about the Bible also, you know. She was saying something about the Bible. But, you know, it's abomination, you know, for a man to man. I mean, okay, so it's really not okay because the simple fact is if two men, let's say the world was everybody decided to be with the same sex, a woman decided to be with a woman, everybody, you know, that y'all saying, or whatever it says, a trend. Let's say all everybody get together and this woman with this woman and it's not woman and man anymore. Well, how does the world continue? How did the children come about? A woman can't make a child. A woman and a woman can't make a child. You know what I mean?
Well, I agree with you. I agree with you. That's my stake. You know, that's something I was saying earlier to a good friend of mine that we always, shout out to Anna, man. This girl is crazy intellectual, man. She got a crazy understanding of things, and I think her book sense is out of this world. I think she read a lot. So check her out on Facebook. But shout out to my girl, Anna. I won't even put a name out there. I take that back. Anyway, that's something that I put on her Facebook today. You know, I posted. I was saying that anything that prevents nature or evolution is wrong, whether it's cigarettes, whether it's,
right.
it's alcohol abuse, whether it's drugs, like one girl said, gluttony, you name it. I think anything that takes away from natural progression is wrong in a sense. Now, in that same breath, I'm saying that what we got to do now is we have to do a better job, whether we believe it's right or wrong, okay, whether we believe it's right or wrong, we got to do a better job at accepting people for who they are.
Right.
We got to do a better job at accepting people for who they are and showing people love despite of all.
Yeah, you show love to a person because they're human. Their mind just is, their mind is just not right. You know, it's a chemical, the balance is not equal. Their ego is off, you know, because the simple fact is for a man to want a man, I mean, what pleasure can you get out of that? You were put on this earth, you know.
To reproduce.
As a man, so that's what you are supposed to be. Not a cross-dresser. You know, I know they go to the link saying, well, you know, it pay me to dress like this. Yeah, it do pay you to dress like this, but you got to think about, like they say, why should you build the riches here on earth? Pile up riches in your houses whenever they're rust and they're tarnished, right? Why not build them up in heaven? You get what I'm saying? If you build them up there, they can't be stolen. You know what I'm saying? The things that, I mean, like for a person playing a gay part, you know, yeah. I mean, if that's what paid them and that's what they feel comfortable with, yeah, let them do it. I mean, I don't knock nobody for what they do. You know, they do what they do. I mean,
right.
But it's just like, right, yeah, I wouldn't trust you around my child or my daughter. If you are a man and you are attracted to a man, I'm not going to trust you around my son. You know, so you can't have you can't feel like, well, he acting funny. No, it's because you acting funny, you know, not ha-ha, but funny as in queer. You know what I mean? So, I mean, just being real, man, I mean, like, I don't have no problem with them. Some of them, is, you know, they good people, but they're just on another level, you know. I mean, they're just on another level. And they got to make that peace with God, you know. I mean, it ain't really, we can't change it. That's the way they're going to be. You know, that's why they say, I mean, everybody not bound for heaven, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody not, you know, can't go. Because some effect is if you twist it like that, I mean, you know, you die being gay, right? Let's say a man or a woman die being gay. I mean, you always know what it is. I mean, you know, once the breath is gone, there ain't no begging. There ain't no asking God for forgiveness. Once the breath leaves the body, that's it. It's a wrap, you know?
It's a wrap.
If you ain't made that it's a wrap. If you ain't made that choice, you know what I mean? Like, for instance, the person, I feel like if they gay, they always going to be that way. It ain't nothing you can do about it. It's nothing you can do about it. It's a done deal. Because if it's there, it's there. You can't say one moment you gay, the next moment you're not. You know? If you were attracted to a man or you were attracted to a female, you always going to be attracted to a man or a female. You know what I mean? That's just it. I mean, once you get locked in, you locked in there, I guess. Just like cigarettes and crack, it's the same thing. It's a sin, but it automatically tells you that that's an abomination. You're bound for hell. You know, the Bible, the good book says that. So, I mean, it's no way around it, you know. But I don't have no problem with them as long as they hold they two their way and I hold my two my way. You know what I mean? They're going to use their rent the way they use it. I'm going to use mine the way I use it. And I use mine for female, and I'm not going to use it for the man. You know what I'm saying? That's just how it goes.
Check this out, brother. I hear you loud and clear, man. I got one more question I want to ask you, but we got to go to a commercial, then we're going to come right back. If you just log, can you hang out with us for a second?
Yeah, you know I'm going to hang out with you, pug. Come on now.
All right, we're going to come right back to you, brother, in just a second. If you're just tuning in and you got something you want to say, you got to state your opinion. We got 10 more minutes in the show. 619-638-8559 is the number. Hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/KIRP Radio Show. On Twitter, @KIRP Radio Show or @NCPudgy. That's me. Hit us up, man. We got 10 more minutes in the show. I might can get another 5, maybe 15 minutes left in the show. We're going to do what we can do. You're listening to the KIRP Radio Show.
Hey. If it's Wednesday night at 9:30 p.m. and you got nothing to do, I want you to make some time. Grab your slippers, get your robe on, get some comfortable clothes on, leave your rollers in your hair, and get cozy, real cozy, with a drink and your computer. If you've ever been to a coffee shop before, this is a coffee shop you've never seen before, right in the comfort of your own home. Late Night Mike, every Wednesday night at 9:30 p.m., starring your host, Katrina Watkins, poet extraordinaire, and the host Act Right, my man, holds it down for purely poetic Late Night Mike poetry show. Hey, if you wanted some good poetry in your life, make sure you log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/purely-poetic. Do you have a garage full of old junk? At least you think it's old junk. How about a storage that you've been paying the bill on for so long and you've just been moving stuff into and you're ready to get rid of it when you look at it all the time? Well, if you do, make sure you contact Faulkner's Antiques before you throw it away. Again, that's Faulkner's Antiques out of Burlington, North Carolina. Faulkner's will pay you top dollar for estates, sterling, old furniture, pottery, signs, old toys, and etc. Faulkner's Antiques, they specialize in some of the most prolific antiques in this part of Eastern North Carolina or the USA. So make sure you contact Wayne Prophet at Faulkner's Antiques, 336-214-6427. Again, that's Wayne Prophet. That's the man you want to talk to at Faulkner's Antiques, 336-214-6427. And if you get a hold of Wayne, guess what? He'll come to you free of charge. And if you can't get to him at that number, make sure you dial this other number, 336-675-4897. And don't forget, Wayne Prophet at Faulkner's Antiques says, don't forget the reason for the season. Have you ever been in a situation where you wanted to, I don't know, let's say you felt like you wanted to do something special, or maybe you felt empty in life, maybe you got a lot of free time on your hands and you want to do something for your community. Maybe there's a lot of things going on. There are a lot of things going on in government today. But maybe there's some things that's going on that you feel so strongly about, or some things that you've always stood for and that you feel like you need to speak about, or maybe be around people who feel the same way that you do. Here's what you do if you feel like that. I got some advice for you, some very valuable advice.
I want you to, if you're a web-based person and you're always surfing on the net and you get bored on the net with all this blah, 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 with the Facebooks and the MySpaces and the blogs, and you get sick of that junk. Here's what you do if you want some truth and some real information. At least that's what I get from this organization. I would like to introduce to you the Frederick Douglass Foundation of worldwide and of North Carolina. Log on to www.tfdf.org. Or if you're in North Carolina, I don't care if you're anywhere in the world. Log on to the North Carolina site because you get two different views. You get more information. There's links to click on there. There's stuff to agree with. There's stuff to disagree with. And here's the thing that I love about these organizations or this one organization and both these websites. You have the ability to click on a website and you can talk to the director of the Frederick Douglass Foundation or the presidents of these organizations, and they'll get right back with you. That's the thing. That's what I love about this organization. The name of the organization, if you don't know by now or if you didn't catch it by now, is called the Frederick Douglass Foundation. Their core pillars of the foundation is being devoted Christians, proud Americans, and active Republicans. They believe in the sanctity of human life and protection of the traditional marriage. The founder of the Frederick Douglass Organization, the founders, is Dean Nelson, who acts as the vice chairman of the Frederick Douglass Foundation. It's Timothy F. Johnson, chairman of the Frederick Douglass Foundation, and Troy Rowling, secretary general of the Frederick Douglass Foundation. Here's some things that you got to know. This is truly a grassroots educational organization. They're not somebody that are going to probably not want to accept you because you're a Democrat. Or they might not, you know, they're not going to be somebody that's going to disown you because you're not vocal or you can't get around or you know, I don't know. It's not my organization, but I'm definitely a part of it, and it's definitely a part of me. I feel very strongly about it. Here's a quote from the Frederick Douglass Foundation's official website, tfdf.org and fdfnc.org. The quote goes, "Where justice is denied, where poverty is enforced, where ignorance prevails, and where any one class is made to feel that society is an organized conspiracy to oppress, rob, and degrade them, neither persons nor property will be safe." That comes from Frederick Douglass, folks.
You're listening to WMMG, home of the KIRP radio show, baby. We are now 100,000 listeners strong, and it's all because of you. If you want more information about KIRP radio show, hit us up online. You can visit the website at www.kirpradioshow.com. Again, that's www.kirpradioshow.com. If you're logging online and you're on some social site, make sure you hit us up and like our page on Facebook. That's facebook.com/KIRP Radio Show. Add yourself to the page. You can leave a comment. You can talk about the topics, and we'll try our best to get them on and read them off on the show. And if you're also on Twitter, send us a tweet @KIRP Radio Show, or you can hit up the host, and that's me, that's Pudgy, @NC Pudgy. Like I said, we are now over 100,000 listeners strong, and it's all because of you, baby. We started out November 28th, 2010, and now we're taking it through 2011 and beyond. We are the KIRP Radio Show, and if you don't know what that stands for, that's keeping it real with Pudgy, baby. If you want more information about emailing, or you want information about advertising, or you want to know where we're going to be here and there, hit us up, KIRPradio@gmail.com or WMMG500@gmail.com, and someone will get back to you as soon as possible. Like I said, it's all because of you, baby. 100,000 listeners strong, and we're going on from here. I appreciate you, and one love.
Yeah, can we queue for another 30? Yeah, we are back. KIRP Radio Show. We are back in the house, back online. Got a caller. We're going to grab here in just a second. Before we do that, we got to give some shout outs once again. Y'all know how we do. We always give a few shout outs. And, you know, I normally start the show off by giving shout outs, but I'm going to give a few more shout outs this time. How about that? We're going to shout out some birthdays. Got to give a happy birthday to my girl Angela Neal. Shout out to Crystal Badass. Another shout out to Danielle Woodard. Shout out to my man Jonathan Bing. Shout out to Reggie Blackwell. Stacy Sanders. My man Phony. Phony, man. Y'all got to know Phony. Shout out to my man Tim Carter. Got to get some shout outs that we got sent by email. Shout out to my homie Mo Lai, Jersey in the building. Shout out to my cousin Fareed. Shout out to you, Stace. Shout out to my man, Savalas Lofton. Brand new baby girl into the world. One of the strongest brothers in the world that I know. Hey, cut the music for a second. Like I said, let me please be real clear for 1 second. Shout out to the man, Savalas Lofton, who just had a baby girl come into the world. If I'm not mistaken, it's a girl. But unfortunately, I believe, and I don't have all the details, please forgive me if I'm wrong, but from what I understand, he lost his wife while she was in labor or somewhere around that time during labor. And this brother has a brand new baby girl in here, and I don't know Savalas all that great personally. But I just remember the brother from singing. You know, he was in a group called Laressa, if I'm not mistaken. All I can tell you is that this is one of the strongest brothers that I know. He's still going on strong. And you know, people are hitting his Facebook up, you know, telling him how concerned they are and how this is. And he always puts something inspirational or inspiring on his page. And I thought just this one thing that he posted, and right now I'm looking at it, it was 11 hours ago. And he quoted, he said, "Self, ... everything will be all right." Savalas Lofton. And let me tell you, man, I don't know about you guys, but sometimes you do gotta, and that's a strong brother who can look at his situation and tell himself, self, everything's gonna be all right like that. I mean, that's such a serious thing. It's not something that you can downplay. Or something you can be, you know, people are opportunists. It's not something you can take an opportunity to use your own agenda on. I mean, right here you see the example of life and death. You know, the man lost his wife, his dear wife, and my condolences goes out to the Lofton family. And yet he has another life, a beautiful life. It's a beautiful child coming to his life at the same time. You know, unless you've been through it, folks, we don't know how that man feels. All I can say is be encouraging to the man and you know, show him some love. But, you know, shout out to Savalas Lofton. But back to the topic of the show. You know, we got 20-odd minutes left in the show, and I got a call on the line here who was saying some things about you know, how he felt about, you know, gay people. Or he actually, he's not gay, but he actually explained what, how he thought you're gay, how he thought you would know if you're gay. Coop, you still on the line?
Yeah, I'm still here, bro.
Eddie Cooper on the line. And, you know, he, like I said, he was talking about some things, you know, on the topic. And Eddie, I really wanted to ask you one more question, man. And you know, I really want you to take your time and really explain what you mean, or maybe help somebody understand where you would be coming from if you were put in a situation like this. But how would you react if you knew, or if you thought that one of your children were gay at a young age?
Well, first of all, if it was, you know, I mean, you know, like they say, you got to step for what they're going to do and who they're going to be, you know. But I just explain to them, you know, that's what it is. I mean, if you're gay, that's, you know, let them read that book. Then you know that book was, you know, that book will change your life. You know what I mean? That
yes,
good
it
book,
will.
It will change your life. If you read it, God will speak to you, you know, and he'll tell you things, you know, and they read certain things, and it directs, lots of the time, it directs to the sins that you all commit, to tell you the truth. You know, I mean, people be like, the reverend is, or whatever, the reverend will point at him, but if it's a true reverend, you know, if it's a true reverend, God going to speak through him. He's not going to get up there in that pulpit and put himself first. You know, it's always a message going to somebody. And if you read the book, then you'll get an understanding. You pray and ask him for the understanding, you know. But if my son was gay, man, I ain't going to lie, it hurt me to my heart. You know, it hurt
sure.
me. Because he's supposed to be, he's supposed to grow up to be a man.
Right.
He's supposed
That's
to grow
right.
up to be a man, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, once a man, twice a child, you know.
Mm.
And you understand what I'm saying when I say that, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. So, thing is, man, I would really have a real problem with it, man, you know. I mean, I'm not going to stop loving him. I love him, man, you know. People have to have the respect. Like, when you come around me, you know, it's not going to be that. It's not going to be that. I mean, you might be gay everywhere else, but when you get around me, it ain't going to be that. You want to be about pressing and act like a girl because you got sisters. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You got sisters. I mean, and if God brought you in you were born with a penis, man, that's what it is. It ain't going to be. You know, my boys, they have a problem with it when they see gay people, you know. But, I mean, I try to tell them, like, you know, you can't say stuff out to them, you know, to hurt their feelings. But at the same time, I mean, it's to each his own. I mean, they young boys, 11 and 9, you know.
Right, yeah.
They look at the fact, like, you know, if you... You know, if you looking gay, they gonna say something about it. You feel me? And lots of times it comes from the father, a boy not having his father around. He's constantly dealing with his aunts, his mother, his grandmother. You know what I'm saying? So he's gonna pick up them feminine ways. You know, he's gonna pick up them feminine ways. You know, he's not having nobody to take him fishing, not having nobody to take him playing basketball. You know, so what else he got to do? Well, sit around and watch a woman and you know, being like the woman, you know. And it just would hurt me to if my son was gay. And I mean, it hurt me, man. It hurt me. I can say I disown him, but, you know, we have a little distance between us, you know. It's just the way it is. It's just the way it is, you know. It's the way it is. It's just the way it is. I would love him, but, you know, I just let him know. Like, if you can't respect me as your father, you know, and how I feel, I mean, you know, you just have to live your own life. You can't ask me for nothing because that's not the way I'm raising you. I'm not raising you to be a queer, or I'm raising you to be a man. You know, I want you to be better than me.
Sure.
You know, I want you better than me, much better than me. I mean, it just, man, I don't understand. I don't understand. You know, the world is the way it is.
Do you think there's an influx of gay today versus when you were younger? I mean, do you think you're seeing kids homosexual at a younger age now, at the 12s and at the 13s now?
Yes, bro, yes. It's so many of them being gay. Lots of it got to do with the clothes. I mean, this skinny leg jean thing, like, come on now. I mean, look, you trying to show your hips. That's, you know, I mean, that it comes, you know, like I say, they say being a Muslim, all of that is wrong, you know. But I say some of their ways are right, because if the women here in America dress the way the Arabics do and the Muslims do, right, you know, the Arabic ladies, the way they dress,
right,
you know, they don't wear tight jeans. They don't wear things that make a man lust for them. That's committing a sin. If you look at a woman and she's married and you think about how fine she is, how fat she is, you know what I mean? You already committed to sin. You might as well have sex with her. You might as well, you know, commit adultery with her and fornicate with her, you know, because you already committed to sin just by thinking, by looking at her body, by looking at how fine her face is, how pretty her face is, you know. You already committed to sin. You know, so, I mean, yeah, it's a whole lot, man. A whole lot of kids are turning out gay, you know, and that's the way the world going to be, though. You know what I mean? That's what's gonna cause a lot of the disease in the world, you know? I mean, because it's not natural. It's not natural for you to chase, for a man to chase behind, you know, go behind, you know, somebody's trail. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm trying to speak to you in the right way. You know what I mean?
No, I understand where you're coming from. I definitely understand where you're coming from.
You chasing somebody, you
from
know, something they ate last week. You feel me, man?
Yeah, from a male perspective, I definitely understand.
Yeah, then a woman, you know, like you really screwing her brain up. Like the kids sitting around, then the thing about being married, you know, they about getting married to the same sex. You know that ain't right. Come on, you know that's not right, bro. You know that's not right. What you do, I mean, in your life, you do it, but don't go and try to make no statues, because that's not the same thing. You trying to take the rights from married people, from people that, you know, like you and I, want a wife and their kids. You trying to give another option, like trying to bring it's a bunch of confusion that they're bringing about. You know, trying to, you know, gay rights and all this. Like, if this man gay, he know that it ain't right, so what he expect? You know what I'm saying? Do he expect everybody to be like, we'll accept you here this job to make our food, or we'll accept you here this job, you know, you're going to make people feel uncomfortable. You're going to make straight men feel uncomfortable by the way, you know, they know you're gay, and then, you know, it's just not, and the women should definitely feel uncomfortable about it. You know, they're trying to take their place, you know, a woman's place. How can you do that? You know what I'm saying? Do you get where I'm coming from? Like, they're trying to take the woman's place. Like,
oh, I understand clearly.
Like, and then some of the women that we see, they dress harder than we do. So they taking what belong to us. The women belong to us. The men belong to you. I mean, I don't go in the store and try to get no, I don't want to make nobody mad at me, man, but I don't go in the store and try to get no tampons. You know what I mean? I don't go in the store and try to get maxi pads. So why would you try to go and get my jeans to put on? Why would you try to wear the pants? You know what I mean?
It's a lot to swallow, man. It's a lot to swallow.
Yeah, man.
It's a lot to have to deal with. But you know what? Like a huge part of me, because of my love for everybody, man, and because of the God I believe in, I think we owe it to everybody to accept who they are. But man, like you say, I'm not uncomfortable with it. I'm just uncomfortable with the idea that it's thrown at us. Like it's almost like society wants to paint this picture like you're either for it or you're against it, and it's not really that. You know,
while
I don't approve of it, I don't want it thrown at me. I don't want it force fed at me. You know, like I said about heterosexual people, I don't want to walk down the street and see somebody going at it, a man and a woman. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to see that, and I don't want my children to see that. I'm grown. I can turn away and know not to look at it. I mean, I can do my own thing. I have my own agenda when I'm out. But I'm speaking on parents that have children with them, and everybody can't do that either. Like, everybody can't turn a blind eye to what they see. You know what I mean? There's grown people who have never seen anything like that before in their life. And if they saw, who knows how they would react. But personally, I just want to get away from the hatred towards homosexual or gay people, the murdering of these people. And I want I want it to be a median somewhere, and maybe we can work on it, but I think there should be a median somewhere so these kids will stop killing each other, man, because that's the ultimate. You got 5,000, the statistics say 5,000 homosexual teens are killing each other a year. You know what I mean? And those are some of our babies, man.
Yep.
You know, I would much rather be in an argument or I would much rather be mad about my son being gay than him not be here.
Right.
Or somebody
so
killing my baby killing himself because he don't
raise him in the right way.
You know what?
You raise him in the right way, man.
Enough said. Nah, enough said. That's enough said right there, man. That's why we raise him the right way. That's enough said. E, you got any shout outs, man?
Yeah.
You know we're working on something together, and I'm definitely taking care of that, but it's a slow process.
Yeah, brother. Well, I mean, I got a shout out for anybody that's trying to do something in life positive. You know what I mean? Anybody. I ain't even got no special name, you know? Just anybody. Anybody trying to do something positive, man, with their life, I hope God be with them and, you know, push them on, you know, push them on through. Put God first, and, you know, you'll make it. Because I've been in a struggle, and you know parts of my struggle I've been in, you know?
True.
So, I mean, just put God first, man, and, you know, you'll make it. Like, you'll make it. And I don't want nobody to all the gay people out there that's listening, you know, don't be mad at me. I'm just speaking real. I don't have no problem with you at all. I don't have no problem with you walking around. If that's the way you want to be, that's the way you're going to be, you know? I mean, when I die, I know the way I want to die. I want to die upright. You know what I mean? I want to die straight. I want to be the way I am, a man. I don't want to be, you know, just you know, real. But anybody trying to do anything positive, man, I hope it works for you. You know, and I hope blessed by, you know, I hope everybody be blessed, man.
Shout out to the Wide Awake, man. Shout out to my man, E. Cooper, who we're on the line with right now. Appreciate it, brother. Shout out to everybody who called in tonight. We are way over on time, but it is what it is. If you're listening online next week, same time, same place, www.krrpradioshow. Hey, folks, we had people plan to be on that may have felt differently than how I feel or how you feel, and I'm sure there are thousands of people who are listening. Matter of fact, I know there are thousands of people who are listening who feels differently, but maybe just didn't have the courage or the care to call in to speak about it. Well, we have two more parts coming on that where we're going to talk about this again, and we're going to discuss sexuality. It's not going to be all about being gay. I think a large part of it is going to be about understanding gay people. Most of the show is just going to be about sexuality in general. So I appreciate everybody calling. One love. Next week, same time, same place, man. 8 p.m. KRRP Radio Show. Check me out next week, man. I probably have a special show during the week sometime. I will be in Washington, and I will be at the Senate. I will be on Senate. I'll be in D.C. doing some big things, getting some interviews with some of the senators out there, and it is what it is. Shout out to everybody who listened, man. Shout out to my affiliates, WBYJ, WMMG 500. That's home of the KRRP Radio Show. Thanks to everybody for calling in, man. Thanks to everybody for listening. Wide Awake, you with me? I'm going to take y'all out with a song called Stay Wide Awake from Emerald Stone featuring Eminem.
Call Brenda. No service, and it's so nervous. There's a knock at your car window. No. Even though they all say that they're real, I know that most aren't. Boy, you think you're clever, don't you? Girl, you think you're so smart. Come with me to another side in a world so cold and so dark.
WMMG, home of the KIRP radio show, baby. We are now 100,000 listeners strong, and it's all because of you. If you want more information about KIRP radio show, hit us up online. You can visit the website at www.kirpradioshow.com. Again, that's www.kirpradioshow.com. If you're logging online and you're on some social sites, make sure you hit us up and like our page on Facebook. That's facebook.com/KIRP Radio Show. Add yourself to the page. You can leave a comment. You can talk about the topics, and we'll try our best to get them all and read them off on the show. And if you're also on Twitter, send us a tweet at @KIRP Radio Show, or you can hit up the host, and that's me, that's Pudgy, @NC Pudgy. Like I said, we are now over 100,000 listeners strong, and it's all because of you, baby. We started out November 28th, 2010, and now we're taking it through 2011 and beyond. We are the KIRP Radio Show, and if you don't know what that stands for, that's keeping it real with Pudgy, baby. If you want more information about emailing, or you want information about advertising, or you want to know where we're going to be here and there, hit us up, KIRPradio@gmail.com or WMMG500@gmail.com, and someone will get back to you as soon as possible. Like I said, it's all because of you, baby. 100,000 listeners strong, and we're going on from here. I appreciate you, and one love.
Real gon' recognize, real gon' recognize, real gon' recognize, real. Real gon' recognize, real gon' recognize, real gon' recognize, real, real. Phony gon' recognize, still, I reckon I will. Like we always do with this time, I go for mine, I get the shine, let's go your hands.